egg, and 21 vitamins and minerals, Carnation Instant Breakfast has the complete nutrition you need to get going.
Mr. Bush is second in 3 days, along with dispatching top cabinet officers to New Orleans over the weekend. It's part of the administration's damage control efforts after taking heavy heat from state and local authorities over federal response to the hurricane. In New Orleans, efforts shift today to gathering the countless bodies in the city. Violence remains a concern as police say 5 or 6 gunmen were shot to death when they fired at a group of contractors. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin says the shooting on the Danziger Bridge should make it very clear that law enforcement officials here are not going to put up with any violence. The mayor says there will be zero tolerance when it comes to firing weapons at police.
Now, Nagin says everyone must leave the city. CBS News correspondent Allison Harmelin says officials mean business.
They've been very firm with people that it is simply not safe to be in certain areas of the city, and if they did come upon people who are, for whatever reason, being belligerent, etc., they would try to negotiate with them, and then beyond that, effectively insist that they either get into the boat or into the rescue vehicle.
But as reporter Doug Sovereign of KCBS Radio found in New Orleans, some residents insist they're not leaving.
Gregory Truvier picks through the rubble looking for anything that will help him survive. Occasionally, he finds something stomach-churning instead.
I seen a dead man, matter of fact, you know, laying face down. And it kind of shocked me a little bit because nobody didn't come to his rescue.
What he needs most is safe drinking water.
The official death toll in New Orleans is 59. One police commander says he wouldn't be shocked if the final number reaches 20,000. A deadly plane crash in Indonesia. A Jakarta-bound jetliner went down just after takeoff on the island of Sumatra. Officials say more than 130 people on the plane and ground were killed. Details from reporter Stephen Flay.
The Boeing 737 crashed into a crowded neighborhood near the city of Medan. That's in North Sumatra, Indonesia. And as it crashed into a crowded residential neighborhood, it's also thought there's a high loss of life in the area itself.
Officials say at least 15 people aboard the plane survived the crash. Financial markets are closed for Labor Day. This is CBS News.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152.
Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
It's important for the American people to know, from my perspective, you know, the end result, which now and we need to help.
That's what we thought. This has been a Presidential Progress Report on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their station. We've got ours.
A good file. Sponsored in part by Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. And by Posture D, calcium plus phosphorus for healthy bones. Posture D in the orange box. This is Dave Ross. The president is touring the Gulf Coast again today, continuing a weekend of high-level visits that included the First Lady, the Defense Secretary, and the Secretary of State. They're certainly driven by compassion, but also by comments like this.
Bureaucracy has committed murder.
Back in a moment.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
My name's Belinda, and today's my fifth day with Prilosec OTC. My husband and I used to love to travel until frequent heartburn pulled me off the road. But Prilosec OTC's made all the difference, and it started to work the first day. Now we're headed for Vegas. Imagine zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day five for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Even as still more troops and supplies poured into the hurricane zone, Jefferson Parish President Aaron Broussard was on Meet the Press, filleting the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them.
In another case, trauma surgeon Jeffrey Guy says volunteer doctors drove 30 hours with their own state-of-the-art mobile hospital.
We had 100 doctors and nurses from North Carolina who was actually activated by the federal government, and en route to New Orleans, they were basically stopped in their tracks.
The Red Cross says even it was kept out of New Orleans for fear it would hinder the evacuation. Director of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff says the bureaucracy's day of reckoning will certainly come, but now is not the time.
We want to make sure we are feeding, sheltering, housing, and educating those who are distressed, or do we want to begin the process of finger-pointing?
Some people did manage to cut through the gridlock. Remember Mayor Ray Nagin's blunt appeal for buses?
Get every doggone Greyhound bus line and get their asses moving to New Orleans.
Well, way up in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, Christy Weber heard that plea. She found a local bus company willing to send its fleet to the Superdome, and then, instead of calling the feds for permission, she called the Louisiana governor's office. And within 24 hours, the buses were on their way. The only thing worse than being waist-deep in water is being neck-deep in red tape at the same time. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Need a mattress? We got it. Quality Serta mattresses at low warehouse club prices. Come to the Sam's Club Serta mattress event Labor Day weekend. There will be demonstrations so you can select just the right Serta mattress. Get these great prices on quality mattresses for your family or resupply your motel or bed and breakfast. It's Serta, and it's at Sam's Club this Labor Day weekend. For your convenience, we are also open on Labor Day until 6 p.m. Sam's Club, our business is saving you money.
If the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
These allow me to introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
America's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I don't feel fine. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking some time off today on Labor Day. Good morning. It's the 5th of September. Day 8 of the crisis, and the federal government still doesn't have its act together. It is amazing how inept and incompetent they've been, but the Karl Rovian machine kicked in over the weekend. Dan Bartlett was on script following the bouncing ball of the president. I guess he went off message when he reminisced about when he used to get trashed in New Orleans. But if you heard Aaron Broussard's voice, filled and choked, who my colleague Dave Ross made reference to in that piece, that he does, he's filling in for Charles Osgood, as I am filling in for Jay. And it is amazing to me how raw the emotion and how much it shows the horror of what's going on. If you saw him on Meet the Press, you knew how deep the despair is in the region. In Alabama, to a lesser degree, acutely in some parts of Mississippi and New Orleans, becoming a house of death. And it is an agonizing next few days where they will be recovering bodies, but also the body counts will rise. And as the tide goes out and the water abates, there will be more and more bloated bodies to find. And I'm being so gross, it's such an early hour, 6:11 in the morning, because we need to fully understand the callousness and the heartlessness and the incompetence and the indifference of this administration. And they are trying now to shift blame and say, oh, it's Ray Nagin's fault. He didn't he didn't have a plan. They did have a plan. They also said clearly in the plan that they didn't have enough buses. This was according to the Times-Picayune. They didn't have enough buses. They didn't have enough wherewithal to get 100,000 or so people out that they estimated from the last time they had a hurricane. By the way, if you ever wonder why people showed up at the convention center, it's because that was the last refuge of resort during the hurricane before. And people who live in the same city for 30, 40, 50 years and don't want to leave their families, if I hear one more person dare to suggest that the people stayed behind and it's their fault, I will vivisect them. Because let me tell you something. The reason that they stayed was because they loved their families. Now, think about it. There was a guy who said, I couldn't leave my dog. They wouldn't let me take my dog. I looked at my dog this morning and I thought, you know, I don't know. I live in an area where catastrophic occurrences could happen. Colorado certainly has its fair share of tornadoes and blights itself. We live in an era where we live in complicated societies. If there's a big earthquake, God forbid, in Colorado, and the middle of the country isn't free of earthquake zones, with modern living, with the kinds of superstructures that we have, that whole highways disappear in the flooding. And we all know from flooding and how serious that can be, particularly in a dry land area where the floods come up sudden, quick, and fierce. I am sick of this administration's efforts. Over the weekend, they actually tried to say that it was the local authorities' fault. Now, I don't know if you've been watching Governor Blanco or Mayor Ray Nagin as much as I have, but I know who has the ring of truth in their voice, and I know who seems to be kicking it and getting it done. And I know that the dissembling, shuffling performances on the part of the Bush administration, they either sound like legal eagles like Marco Chertoff. Well, the after-action reports will be later. I don't want to hear about after-action. I want to see heads roll. I don't want Michael Brown. What? We're going to, unless we're rescuing Arabian horses, which is the only thing he has experience with, the south end of northbound horses, and he wasn't even very good with that. Why is this man the head of FEMA? Why did the Borg, Homeland Security, eat the Federal Emergency Management Agency that was such a shining star under the Bill Clinton administration that is now a wreck of its former self? There are so many questions to be unanswered, and now disease, dire situation in terms, because it isn't water that is flooded in New Orleans anymore. Never was, really. It's a toxic soup of chemicals, pollution, human waste, dead bodies. We're going to run into 17th century diseases in an 18th century city. This is appalling. I don't know about you, but I grew up, even with our independent streaks, even with our dislike of paying taxes. Now, I happen to be a liberal, so I don't mind paying taxes so much because this is the kind of thing I want my money to go to. I want to step in and rescue my fellow citizens, and I don't care if they're poor and black or rich and white. I want them rescued, and I want them rescued now. And I do never want to see little tiny faces looking at me and going, people should be ashamed. How come we're sitting here? Y'all are leaving us alone. Why is that? I don't ever want some child. And when Chicago sent aid and was turned back by FEMA, we'll be talking a little later in this program with a woman who called my show up here in Seattle and said, hey, I work for Alaska Airlines. We were there. We were ferrying passengers. We were taking the people dislocated by the storm and moving them to Texas. We did 24 hours worth of flights. We were cleared for a week. All of us donated our time. Alaska Airlines gave us permission. They matched our donations. They did a bunch of things. And do you know what? FEMA and Washington told them to turn around and go home. This is unconscionable. This is disgusting. And if anybody from FEMA is listening to me, you're more than welcome to explain to me why you would send back a fully loaded jet that was ready to ferry goods and services if you were tired of hauling poor people out of New Orleans. it makes me sick, and it may make you sick, too. 303-713-7600. I know it's Labor Day, and we'll be talking about lighter and serious things. We'll be following Ken Gordon around the state as he hits the bricks for C&D. Well, actually, hits our state for C&D. And also, we'll be talking to John Dickers, who wrote a book about the United States of Walmart. He's from the Denver area. We're going to fill you with information. And also, looks like John Roberts is going to be the Supreme Court Chief Justice. Could the world get any scarier?
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from? The history behind your family and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
First, and they altered the coastline. Let's not forget that either. I was watching Meet the Press, actually, was fabulous yesterday. If you caught it, you had the raw emotion of Aaron Broussard, and then you had expert after expert saying that what we need is maybe 3 weeks of money from Iraq, $14 billion, to fix what Mary Landrieu, senator from Louisiana, has been griping about for years, which is let's rebuild the alluvial silt deposits that protected the shoreline and protected the barrier islands. And that is a safety net against hurricanes. You know, it's just ridiculous. It drives me wild. And yes, I say hurricane. My mother's from the South. That's how I learned to say it. So, hurricane's coming. Okay. I'll also be known to say hurricane. But Hurricane Katrina was really a lot of the damage could have been avoided if anybody had listened to the people of New Orleans who were saying, help us, you know, invest in the infrastructure. We paid for the Everglades. Gee, I wonder if we only pay in states where Bush's brother is the governor. I don't know. But this smells to high heaven, or maybe another region. It stinks. And if you haven't read Bob Herbert in the New York Times yet today, you should go to the website, newyorktimes.com, and check it out, because it's searing, it's scathing, and it's right on point. I'll be quoting from it coming up. Tim in Aurora, good morning and welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well. Angry, fired up, and well.
Me also. I just want to make a couple points. I was watching the Washington Journal this morning. And all these compassionate conservatives, which is an oxymoron itself.
Yes, it is.
Going in blaming everybody from the people who stayed there to the state and local officials.
You mean the people who lived check to check, the people who didn't have enough money to get out of there because they were waiting for September 1st, the people who consulted with their families and also were loath to take buses out of town because where were they going to go? Many of them have been living in New Orleans and never lived anywhere else.
How they can lay this on them is just beyond my...
It's appalling. Well, that's an old trick, you know. You can't take responsibility yourself, so you blame the victim.
Sure.
It's despicable.
Well, the points I'm making here basically have been made, but the destruction of the wetlands, which Bill Clinton started the preservation of.
Yes.
Taking the money
and he revoked.
For the levee project. These are just plain, simple facts.
Yeah, and they took the money back. They sent it to Iraq, and they took a fourth or a third of the National Guard from Louisiana and Mississippi, or 40% in Mississippi, I think, and sent them over to Iraq. They begged to come back, and people wouldn't let them. Now, I'm sorry, if we as Celine Dion, who I now forgive for all her bad music, flies when her rage on Larry King's CNN, his special, where she spoke so eloquently about, save those people. Who care if I gave $1 million? Save those people.
It's unimaginable. All the griping and bitching that Republicans do about lawyers. Who did they put in charge of FEMA? A lawyer with no experience in that area.
Who only has experience, apparently, with Arabian horses and wasn't very good at that. I mean, this is horrible. This is the only reason that he got that job was because he was Joe Albaugh's roommate in college.
That's
Joe
right.
Albaugh, by the way, just took a job with Blackwatch, the other, you know, that other Halliburton-like contractor over in Iraq. And by the way, in case you were worried, Halliburton will be making out like a bandit on this tragedy because they're going to rebuild the naval facilities.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh, just shock, horror. Who could imagine?
And who do they put in charge of Homeland Security? A lawyer with no experience in that area.
He sounds awful. He sounded alternatively arrogant, bureaucratic. I mean, when you listen to Nagin and the governor, they sound clear, concise, frightened, and they keep saying they need help, as does Senator Mary Landrieu, who flew George Stephanopoulos over the devastation yesterday and said, the other thing that they did was they faked half of George Bush's visit. I'll be interested to see what kind of backdrops they invent for this one. The German television caught them. They put up aid stations to stand behind his head. They won't even let the Red Cross into New Orleans. They're trying to blame the state officials. It's because Homeland Security, which is federal, the last time I checked, is preventing them from going in there.
Why you would put FEMA under Homeland Security, why we take away the cabinet post from them, I don't understand. And for all the moronic and ignorant things George Bush has said in 5.5 years, for him to stand there and say, we didn't think the levee would break. It's just beyond belief.
It's right up there with I don't know how much a quart of milk costs. It's like you didn't know the levee would break. Let's see. Every third grader in the United States of America who's ever learned anything about New Orleans knows that it's below sea level and dikes hold it back. And then Amsterdam offers to come over and show us how to, you know, improve our dike building capabilities, our levees. And they won't even entertain this at first. They were going to refuse all foreign help so we could look proud. Do you know what message we're shrieking to everybody else in the world? That we're incompetent when it comes to our own people, that we're racist when it comes to our own people, that we're classist when it comes to our own people, that we could give a damn about getting people any help, that we're incapable of getting them any help. And over in Iraq, don't get me started. Osama bin Laden and Marsawi are sitting there going, woohoo!
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and they had people and supplies positioned outside the hurricane area last year for Florida,
mm-hmm.
ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And George Bush sat down and did his photo ops, but they got to show him flying over New Orleans from the looking out the window. That just...
Well, it was right up there with the pet goat, you know. It was right up there with Let Me Read.
Ultimate capitalists who don't care about the infrastructure and who don't care about taking and protecting their citizens.
Look, I'm okay with capitalism. I'm okay with capitalism, but it better be tampered by mercy.
It's unabashed, though. It's,
well, they are,
they want.
And they're greedy.
I heard people talking about they want the private sector to rebuild New Orleans. I heard this on Fox.
Please don't call them
government. Let the private sector rebuild.
Please don't call them capitalists. What they are is welfare for the rich. That's exactly what they do. That has been their pattern and practice. They're going to try it again this week with revoking the estate tax. They are on a permanent basis. They are greedy girts. They are nothing but people who rob from the poor and give to the rich. They are eradicating the middle class in the United States.
This is what they want to do.
Yep. And eradicate the government while they're at it. They bragged
that. You know, George had time to come back and make a recess appointment, didn't he?
Yeah, he had time to come up and sign Terry Schiavo's orders.
Well, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, but couldn't be bothered to come back from a campaign speech, playing the guitar, making sure that there were no, you know, Karl Rove was making sure there was no aircraft carrier in back of him this time when he was, you know, shoring up the troops and trying to shore up his dismal war effort in Iraq. When he's standing there trying to, don't have an aircraft carrier in the background. We don't want to remind any people of mission accomplished. Can't do that.
Well, I've had issues with presidents, but I have never, and I have not liked it, but
I didn't like Ronald Reagan.
And I hate this administration, and I hate that man who sits at the head of it.
I did not like Ronald Reagan any in terms of his policies,
right.
But this is incompetency coupled with unbridled greed, and it is ugly. Yep. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And here is what Bob Herbert wrote in today's New York Times after a litany of they ignored people dying, they ignored babies listless and helpless dying of starvation and dehydration. They let people, you saw people go into insulin shock live on television, and the president did nothing. It goes on and on and on. And then it says, and in this incompetence and indifference to suffering, yes, the carnage continues to mount in Iraq and makes it so hard to be optimistic about the prospects for the United States over the next few years. At a time when effective, innovative leadership is desperately needed to cope with the matters of war and peace, terrorism and domestic security, the economic imperatives of globalization and the rising competition for oil, the United States is being led by a man seemingly oblivious to the reality of his awesome responsibilities. A thumping mediocrity at the top. 303-713. I added thumping mediocrity. 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. We raised lots of dough on Friday for the Red Cross. Today, we've got to talk about other ways to give, other ways to keep giving in a long-term basis, and how we're going to take our country back, because now it has become an emergency. People are dying in this.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video.
joke.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Empire tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the other side of the
hunting in just about a minute here, but we came up with some names last night for the FEMA instead of, you know, Federal Emergency Management, since they're obviously not doing that. Federal excuse-making asses is what I called them. Somebody wrote in with FEMA. Let's use King George's name too. Fumbling emergency measures arbitrators. That one's pretty good because they are trying to hurl the stuff, the soup, the toxic soup in New Orleans on the local authorities. But they really can't, because you can tell. People in America know people who are authentic. And when you juxtapose the people in Louisiana and Mississippi, with the exception of Haley Barbour, who's been uniformly unctuous and, you know, towing the party line with the Republicans. And look, I didn't make this partisan. They did. They're the ones who choked off the aid to Louisiana. They're the ones who didn't go in there. They're the ones who have turned back time after time. They turned down, I heard last night, medical teams from Vancouver, B.C., went down to try to deliver a desalinization kit as well as medicine. They were turned back by, you guessed it, FEMA. Not the state. Kathleen Blanco didn't send them back. Ray Nagin didn't send him back. The other thing is they have been turning. They turned down the city of Chicago. They sent a whole panoply of aid. According to the Sun-Times, Mayor Daley is fit to be tied. This is ridiculous. Walmart, even, and we'll be talking about Walmart a little bit later in the show, but Walmart goes down and says, okay, we'll show up with truckloads of water. Turn them back. One woman who had been down to New Orleans told me she saw a warehouse full of water, said, why can't we, let's go take it in. They said, no, we can't let you back in because we can't assure your safety. And no, we can't use this water. FEMA has to do it. We have to get the approval. No joke. From here to headquarters and someplace, I forget where. And then it has to go to whatever the new Homeland Security base is in Greeley. And then it has to go back to the Pentagon and Donald Rumsfeld has to sign it. Now, I'm sorry, these right-wing Republicans who claim they don't like bureaucracy, they are the most controlling jerks who have ever been in charge of government. And I'm hearing this from right-wing Republicans who used to vote Republican all the time and will not ever, ever, ever again. There are so many dictates coming down that nobody can obey because they're insane. They're insane. Drowning in red tape. Meanwhile, if you didn't have enough to be scared of, 303-713-7600, and I hate to wake you up on a holiday with all this stuff, but really, we must talk about this because now John Roberts, who is even more right-wing than we ever thought, this administration, who a local paper up here was talking about, has shred more documents than any other administration in history. They have a huge cost for eliminating what we should be able to find out about. This president, a couple of years back, forbade us from seeing any kind of information coming out of Daddy's and Reagan's administrations unless they wanted us to. And Clinton's, too, by the way. This is terrible. This is awful. This is frightening. We need to change it. And I just don't know how. I'm looking for suggestions. Mark in Denver, welcome. And thank you for joining me on J. Marvin Show.
Hey, how you doing? I my sentiments, exactly. I've been sitting up here looking at C-SPAN. And I also was listening to another local radio station here. He had a topic and saying he don't see how this could be racially motivated.
Oh, please.
And that's exactly, and I had to call him up, and I said, look, sir, when you look at the news on the media and the actions of our government, you can't help but be, you can't be naive. If you're intelligent, you have a thought in your mind, you can understand that he has the power at the drop of a dime to call people, put people in positions to at least survey the area within a day or whenever,
yep.
and see what assess the damage and see how many people he needs to be rescued.
And
five days, exactly.
And it's not like there weren't people crying on. Thank God for CNN, MSNBC, and even Shepard Smith of Fox was sitting and crying on, saying, look at these babies. Look at them. I mean, and then Sean Hannity's trying to change the subject to looting. Please, looting was a minor problem. It has been, and they're still keeping out the Red Cross. And you're telling me this doesn't have to do with racism and classism? You're telling me if this happened off the coast of Maine or Long Island, they wouldn't be in there like fast as lightning?
Beautiful. And I understand. I saw Geraldo. He tried to, he was battling with the host, Sean Hannity. I was like, Geraldo is right there. He sees what's going on. Why aren't y'all believing this man? The man was, he had so much urgency on his throat. I mean, in his breath. It was scary. My grandmother was crying. I was like, come on, America. What is this? Why are we treating us like second-class citizens in this country?
Calling them refugees.
Well, yes. And they call them people of Caucasian people that are they're evacuees.
Yeah,
I know.
No, and the famous AP photo where the people walking in the water with goods who happen to be African American or looters, and the guys who are wandering around with bread and milk are same stuff.
Yes.
Different color, but there, they found it. And the photographer later tried to say, well, I really did see them find it. And it was like, the Walmart, actually, I found out later, and I have to confirm this with our Walmart guest later, but apparently they told them, take stuff out of the stores. Oh. So they did.
Oh, you're a beautiful woman. I thank God that we have a voice in this country finally, and I just want to tell everybody of color in this country and in this state, we just need to do a lot of soul searching. We need to understand, because of lack of resources we've been given, we need to stand up and demand education, economical freedom. We need everything, because seriously, it's like a slow genocide.
It's life or death.
It's life or death. It is.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. Letting 10,000 people die because you couldn't be bothered to get in there. I'm sorry. Where are all the cigarette boats over in Florida? Where was all the help that went into Florida? I know they were slow during Hurricane Andrew, but that's why we reformed everything and got it to be better under James Lee Witt.
Oh, Aaron, in New Orleans is the Gulf port largest export of goods. I don't understand why the federal government has an vested interest in saving that city.
Yeah, if you can't be bothered with people, then how about strategic? I mean, they're talking to me that I should trust the Homeland Security Department when they can't even be bothered to protect the place where, what, a quarter of our oil, a fifth of our gas, and a third of our seafood comes through?
Oh, man. It's scary.
Can't even be bothered to secure it?
It is so scary.
What's wrong with it? They managed to secure the oil fields in Iraq, but they can't get people out of it. And you know what? Now I understand why the Iraqis were running around going, this is the United States of America. How come they can't get in here and get busy? Why are they letting people destroy our country with looting and lawlessness?
Actions speak louder than words, and when the actions we've seen is beating to the heart of a lot of Americans, not of color, but people of interest that knows what
They let poor white folks die in Mississippi too, and they let poor white folks die in New Orleans as well. It's one of the most diverse cities in the country.
It's more of an economical thing than a racial, but if you can intertwine both together, because it's a disparity.
Because
right
of
there.
Historic racism, because of the way, and because they looked at New Orleans, and they all knew in July of 2005 they were kicking it around. The mayor frankly said, I don't have the kind of buses or anything else to get 100,000 people out of here.
Right. Okay, I'm going to let you call somebody.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for giving me time.
You call. Thank you.
All right.
Spread the word, because we really do have to stick together, and we have to stick together no matter what color we are. One thing that I think may come good out of this tragedy is people who are not racist in this country are not going to stand for this either. We're all in this together, and it doesn't matter how much money you make. You're just as dead if you're allowed to die in the attic of your home. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. The number's 303-713-7600. And don't get me started on the kind of horror that they're likely to find as they continue searching house by house. It's 303-713-7600.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight, so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight, so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
The only number you need to know.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Holder's Progressive Talk.
It's the other side of the country.
Hi. Good morning. Along the Front Range, we're talking about what's happened in the Big Easy, now the Big Hurt. As Bob Herbert writes in the New York Times today, searing editorial. You all should read it if you get a chance. Bob in Wheat Ridge, welcome, and thank you for joining us on Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I'm utterly disgusted with this so-called president we have. But, you know, I agree with all your guests and what you're saying. The man's a bigot, and there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
One of the things that I don't think people are aware of, you know, they passed that new, where it's going to be next month about declaring bankruptcy. You know,
yes.
To make it hard.
Yeah, that goes into effect in October.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the way I look at it, this is a big picture for this administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's going to be hundreds and thousands of people that are unable to declare bankruptcy, and they have absolutely nothing now. They don't have a job, they don't have a house, they don't have nothing. But when, instead of being able to declare bankruptcy and start a new life, they're not going to be able to do that. It's because they're going to have debt to start. Because they're going to make it difficult for them to declare bankruptcy. They'll use their political, their cronies to say, no, you can't because you don't qualify or whatever. But the bottom line is, these people can't start all over.
Well, and they have no homes, and what's really awful, we were trying to figure out last night, why are they sending them to Texas? You know, why can't they be bothered to let them? Can't they go to a military base in Florida, for example? It's closer. How about Georgia? But then all of a sudden I realized they're shipping them into Texas because if they're there a year from now, they won't be able to vote in a state that could go blue next time. They'll be voting in a state that's deeply red.
Well, you know what, and that, you know, there's so many aspects to this, and there, you know, for every reaction, there's an action, and this is, you know, it's like motive. What's the motive behind it? And they are playing it to the hilt, you know, for everything, and they're making it political. They're not these are human beings.
These are American people. This is the most political White House that has ever existed. If they even try to use the excuse that they aren't making this political, they look ludicrous. They already do. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about is everybody keeps writing me and asking me and calling and saying, hey, where's Dick Cheney in all this? Where is Dick Cheney? I have a couple of theories in addition to, hi, let's shuffle Democratic voters out of the state, disperse them in red states where they'll never be able to plague us again. I have a theory about Dick Cheney. He's been hiding out in Wyoming where he's still on vacation. Either they're cloning him and giving him a new heart, or he's lying under wraps because they don't want him to take the heat. Bush can't be elected again, God forbid, unless they declare martial law, and don't put it past him. That's one reason why they were wrestling with Governor Blanco, is they just basically wanted to take over her state. They were going to leave Haley Barbour his, but they were going to take over hers. Really sick. So in any event, my theory is that Dick Cheney is lying supremely low, very low, so that he will not get hit by the mud of this. The unfortunate part of my theory is that the reason why they don't want him to get hit by the mud about this is they're going to try and run him in 2008. Now, if you weren't already frightened enough that John Roberts is going to be our Chief Justice and that they'll probably take a pass on Alberto Gonzalez because nobody else in this country but maybe the religious right likes them anymore, you know, the wackos who are saying, I know, Hurricane Katrina's in the shape of a fetus. God smote us because we have the right to choose. Oh, I know, God smote us because they were going to have a gay festival in New Orleans. That's why they took out the city. You would think I was making things up and, you know, sort of being funny about it, but the reality is there are two right-wing wacko groups who did just that. Just that. That's the kind of people we have in the United States of America who want to teach our children about science and want to change our rules. I don't want them in charge of my country any more. I'm done. And if there's something impeachable in this, get busy. And that may be why they're keeping Cheney out of the loop of command, too, is because they know there may be some stuff about this that's impeachable. Hi, Doug in Denver. Welcome to AM 760
hey,
Boulder's Progressive
doing?
Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I just had a few points I wanted to say.
Go for it.
The election of John Roberts is like cruel and unusual punishment to the
Isn't
people of the
though?
United States. And I always had a theory. I told all my friends that, you know what's worse than death in this country? Neglect.
Yeah.
We neglect the unborn and the, you know, the born. And we've neglected New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And we've neglected a lot of people.
We neglect the poor. It is sad. And we neglected to rebuild our infrastructure. We still are. I mean, I know that Denver has been really, and Colorado in general, even with a governor like Owens, has been pretty sensible about taking federal funding. Up here, we argue about whether we need to replace a viaduct that is listing 3 inches to port, right, and is crumbling as we speak. And they argue about, I don't know whether I want to pay any more taxes, man.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, let's go for C&D, shall we? Because
we definitely
really need to get infrastructure paid for.
Definitely. Not only that, but we need safety on the job site.
Thank you.
You know, with that girder falling on 6th Avenue like it did in the middle of Sunday morning was just unexcusable.
It was a holiday. We couldn't be bothered with safety on time and a half.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Exactly.
This has just got to change. We have to believe in our government again. And you know what? I got to thinking about this. This is also the legacy of having administration after administration beat up on government and behave as though it really can't do anything. And the reality is government can do things when it is organized well and targeted specifically. And as we saw when FEMA was run by James Lee Witt, I mean, he's at least working for the governor of Louisiana now. Did you hear him interviewed over the weekend? He was great.
No, I didn't. Who was he with?
He's now started, the former head of FEMA under Clinton has started working for the governor of Louisiana.
And so in that capacity, he was on the air?
He was talking about what the state needed. And in a heartbeat, he ran down not only what we need now, what we need in the interim, what we need in the future. I mean, he just went down the list of what would be needed, what was the problem, how they were going to bring people back, how they should construct things, how they should repair the wetlands first. I mean, it was just, he knew the whole thing in his head instantly.
Yeah, but see, that would take the money out of the rich people's back pocket.
I forgot.
Those people, I mean, God forbid if they have to live on less than $400,000 a year.
Yeah, God forbid if they can't get massive tax cuts. God forbid if they can't make 400 times what the people on the line make. Oh, I'm sorry, it's $500,000 now.
And be profitable at business on the same thing. It's like,
meanwhile, the working men and women of this country, our wages haven't gone up proportionally at all. Theirs have gone up. They were saying that if we were paid as executives, I think it was Rachel Maddow said this the other day, if we were paid like executives and we were paid minimum wage, our rates with the increase in their pay would now be $23 an hour.
Wow.
That would be the minimum wage in this country if we were paid as well as executives are proportionally.
I also heard that because of the $1 trillion or whatever George Bush spent, it would be like $1.8 million per man, woman, and child. What would you have done with that $1.8 million? I mean, really?
I know. I just, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you. Have a good
one. Happy Labor Day. Let's go to Michael in Arvada. Hi, Michael. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Maybe you can help me with this. I'm trying to remember how much... How much was put in that latest transportation bill for that silly bridge in Alaska?
$137 million, I think.
$137 million,
at least.
Okay. Now you have David Hastert. That's his right.
Dennis Hastert. Dennis.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have Hastert coming out speculating whether or not it's even worth rebuilding New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish he had that sort of concern about budget and effort when they put in that stupid bridge in Alaska.
Well, that's because Ted Stevens, you know, bent them over and said, hi, this is what we want. This is what we're going to get, because he wields an enormous amount of power for such an elite, an underpopulated state. Let's do that, shall we? And it's really literally only going from the mainland of Alaska out to an island where I think about, I don't know, 20 people live?
I heard about 50.
50. Okay, 50 people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, seriously, I wish there was some way. I understand that Congress is reconvening to budget $10 billion for the reconstruction and so forth.
Yeah.
I wish somehow in the midst of all this we could call to question the appropriation for that bridge. Because it's just the biggest, most ridiculous case of pork.
Oh, it's laden with pork. Now, there are some things that I like about it, like they're going to give us $200 million or so if we rebuild our viaduct and give us another, you know, a bunch of money if we pay for part of it. But it's like up here they're talking about, we want to revoke the gas tax. We can't pay for anything. We don't want to do that. And it's like, it's going to fall down. The next time there's an earthquake, it's going to fall down. Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But people are so cheap. Cheapskate. They don't want to, you know, it's like, I just get wild. How do you think we're going to rebuild this? No federal, Halliburton is going to show up and say, hi, I've got the $8 billion. I found it from Iraq. I'm going to build you a bridge.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your call.
All right. We'll catch you later.
All righty. Thanks, Michael in Arvada. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I could just rant about this for days, and I'll continue to rant. We're going to be checking into an employee with Alaska Airlines and also with a blogger who's been in New Orleans and has had to flee. She left her cat behind. We'll talk to her about that kind of problem. And
really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
You know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
High Court Posts. What kind of nominee could be next?
I think we're going to get somebody who is a little bit more conservative, maybe perhaps more of an ideologue than John G. Roberts, Jr.
After the announcement on Roberts, the president boarded Air Force One for a trip to the Gulf Coast region devastated by Hurricane Katrina a week ago today.
I'm Peter Mayer, traveling with the president. President Bush will visit Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Poplarville, Mississippi, just two of the disaster zone datelines. This second presidential trip to the region in less than a week is part of a public relations offensive as the administration deals with ongoing and bipartisan criticism of the way it has responded to the disaster.
This is Steve Futterman on Canal Street in downtown New Orleans. The main newspaper here, the Times-Picayune, is blasting the federal government for its delay in sending help. An editorial says, "We're angry, Mr. President." The newspaper urges firing every official at FEMA. The focus is shifting now from rescues to recovering what many believe are thousands of bodies, those who did not survive. The mayor says everyone still here must leave New Orleans. James Miles says he will leave if...
If they can provide us with place, lodging, food, finances... Yes, we'll go.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, New Orleans.
While all roads lead out of New Orleans, residents of Jefferson Parish, just west of the Big Easy, are being allowed to return to their homes briefly to assess the damage. The 12-hour return window opened about 2 hours ago.
I'm Peter Combs in Charlotte. 155 evacuees from New Orleans finally made it here early this morning. They're tired, haggard, some are limping, many are asking for medication. But what they got, they wanted the most, a hot meal, a warm shower, and a clean bed. Tomorrow, they'll start their lives over again.
Well, oil prices on overseas markets have fallen on pledges from other countries to release 60 million barrels of crude to help ease the Katrina crunch. An Indonesian airliner has crashed on a flight from the island of Sumatra to Jakarta, killing at least 130 people on the plane and the ground. Officials say as many as 16 passengers survived. The crash, which happened just after takeoff, is the latest in a string of global air accidents and the second in Indonesia in 9 months. This is CBS News.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
Need a mattress? We got it. Quality Serta mattresses at low Warehouse Club prices. Come to the Sam's Club Serta mattress event Labor Day weekend. There will be demonstrations so you can select just the right Serta mattress. Get these great prices on quality mattresses for your family or resupply your motel or bed and breakfast. It's Serta and it's at Sam's Club this Labor Day weekend. For your convenience.
Monday, Labor Day. So look for special pricing and inventory blowouts. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
AM 760.
Roll up your sleeve with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Bonfied Blood Center. It's time for the Pearl Street Bus Blood Drive. Join us Monday, September 12th from 10 till 3:30 on the Pearl Street Mall at 13th and Pearl in Boulder. AM 760.
Local Health Department or visit FightTheBiteColorado.com. A message from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And last night I was doing my talk show, and I heard from this woman, and I literally had to go, what? Over and over again, and now you can hear from her, too, and you can go, what? It really is shameful. It's shameful. And the reality is that it is offers of help have been turned down over and over and over again. But when you hear from Deborah Homola, who works for Alaska Airlines, she was part of a crew. And hi, Deborah, welcome back. Hey, thanks for getting up so early.
No problem.
I'm good, still fired up. After we spoke last night, I don't know if you kept listening to the show, but I heard from caller after caller about offer of help after offer of help after offer of help that has been turned down by this lame FEMA. I mean, the Federal Emergency Management is anything but. They're the federal excuse system.
I love it, yes. That's looking like that's exactly what it is.
They're horrible. So explain to everyone who doesn't know how your odyssey began.
Well, on Saturday, Alaska Airlines donated a dedicated jet to the relief effort to bring people out of New Orleans and take them wherever FEMA decided that they would be sent, and then just ferry people out of New Orleans into other cities to get them places to stay and safe places to be. So on Saturday, we left Seattle. There were two complete teams to operate the jet and keep it going 24 hours a day. We had mechanics, ticket agents, pilots, flight attendants, anybody that was needed, baggage handlers, who were going to keep the jet going 24 hours a day. And on Saturday, we left for New Orleans. We got to New Orleans and actually took two groups of evacuees out up to Austin, Texas. And then when Alaska had given the jet to FEMA, they dedicated the jet for as long as FEMA needed it. And there were 22 of us that volunteered to go to New Orleans and do whatever we had to do for as long as we were needed. We were told we might be needed for 7 days or more. And so the 22 of us just figured we were going to be gone for a while. And Sunday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, FEMA told us to go home back to Seattle.
Go home back to Seattle. This just drives me crazy. Go home back to Seattle. Quit it. You did a couple of ferrying people back and forth to Austin. You flew all over 24 hours. You had food for a week and everything else. And they just told you bye-bye.
Yes.
I just, that just drives me crazy. And I guess you all were yelling about it the whole way back, right?
Oh, we were all so upset. We had a 737-400 that Alaska Airlines had dedicated to the relief effort. Alaska was donating the jet.
Donating everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donating, and you guys donated your time,
and
right?
We not only donated our time, but what we would have been paid for doing this, Alaska was going to donate to the Red Cross.
Have you talked to anybody in the store? I know it's been, you got here late last night and you probably haven't had time yet, but have you had any time to call anybody and say, oh my gosh, you know, like what happened? I mean, it just seems so insane to me that they did this.
Well, I know that as we were sitting on the runway in Austin, we were all buttoned up, ready to go, and our project manager gave FEMA in Washington, D.C. one more phone call and said, okay, we're getting ready to leave Austin to go home. Are you sure you want us to leave the area? And they said, FEMA in Washington, D.C. said, yes, go home. We don't need you.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking. We were all enraged, heartbroken. Alaska Airlines was willing to take that jet out of service for as long as the relief effort needed it.
Mm.
And we could have carried cargo. We also specialize in carrying incubators and stretcher cases because
right.
we service the Bush communities in Alaska with medical evacuations. We could have taken medical evacs out. We could have brought supplies in not only to New Orleans but to any place in the Gulf Coast. And to have Washington, D.C. turn down the offer of an entire jet and two full crews that could have kept that jet going for 24 hours a day is beyond belief.
It's just so disappointing, and I'm glad the Times-Picayune is going after him. I'm glad everybody's demanding heads should roll. I would start at the top myself, but of the whole administration. But then I'd get Dick Cheney, so I have to think that one over. But thank you so much for adding a little flavor to the show. In terms of that, it just appalls me, Deborah, that they did that to you. And after you spoke to us, we got call after call. They turned down Chicago. They turned down Vancouver's off of North Carolina, sent medical teams, and were stopped. I mean, it's just you hear litany after litany of people offering and providing help and being turned back much faster than the FEMA did. And that may be why they wanted to turn it back so that they wouldn't look bad. This is just, I don't know. I go wild about this. But
yes.
I thank you for getting up so early to join us. I really appreciate it. And thanks for joining us on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, and thanks for getting the word out, Erin.
You bet. My pleasure. And thanks
bye-bye.
For Alaska Airlines efforts. I'm Erin Hart. This is filling in for Jay Marvin. Doug in Denver, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. And the number, by the way, to call is 303-713-7600. Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin in Boulder. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Kevin.
Good morning. I had a couple different things I wanted to mention. One, it's just unconscionable what they did as far as helping those people. If that's not a high crime and misdemeanor, then nothing is.
Well, it seems to be the world of the word of the day, you know, unconscionable. It's ridiculous.
And I think it's really important for everyone to realize that we don't have a free and fair election process, and that needs to be fixed before the 2006 elections. Otherwise, we will be stuck with what we've got until 2008.
Yeah.
And Dick Cheney definitely has to be brought into the mix so that he's held accountable. And for as long as he said that he's not going to run, you know for a fact that he will. I mean,
yep.
The only truth that I've ever heard come out of this White House is Bush saying the other day that there'll be troops in Iraq as long as he's president. Having said that, as far as reconstruction of the New Orleans, Halliburton just should not be in there. And as unfortunate as it is that the tragedy happened, it's an opportunity to rebuild that city using state-of-the-art sustainable technologies, solar and everything else.
No, they should they should definitely rebuild the levee, shouldn't they? I mean, absolutely. They've got to rebuild that levee. It's just ridiculous. I mean, they've not only got to be actually, the levee wasn't the one that was breached. It was the flood walls. But they've got to rebuild the wetlands. They've got to rebuild the alluvial, silt deposits and allow the Mississippi to flow in the crooked way it used to so that it could deliver. You know, so what if the boats have a little more problem? You know, I don't care. I want the shores to be protected. Ultimately, it's going to protect tankers and oil rigs and everything else.
Well, I definitely agree with that. The other thing that should be looked at was with the amount of debris in all of those states, there's a process called municipal solid waste composting where everything basically goes to a facility. Organics are sorted out. Metals that are recyclable sorted out.
Was looking at that trash and thinking the same thing. I spent some summers.
They could bring New Orleans up to sea level with all of that.
Exactly. I spent some summers in Nantucket, and they recycled everything there because there are no trees. So every scrap of wood that ever comes on that island has been there for 300 years because they just keep using it over and over and over again.
So.
And wood will last if you let it and treat it properly.
And all of that shredded wood and other organics.
Yep, I got
composted, made into,
great
soil.
Ideas. See, great ideas.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Leader that he is. I mean, he even said to the mayor, according to the mayor on who was on 60 Minutes last night, the mayor of New Orleans, said, you know, he told me that people have been telling him different things. I mean, they just tell him, hi, want sunshine? We'll tell you sunshine. Mr. President, just say everything will be fine, fine. Okay, everything will be fine, fine. You almost think they're giving him a script so he can shoot himself in the foot. Michelle in Denver, welcome to to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, I have two comments.
Sure.
I hope that you got that woman's phone number and name and everything. I will volunteer to call every news organization and let them know about that. I also got an email. We sent 10 trucks from the Humane Society filled with things for pets, and I got an email saying that they are not being let in.
What?
Yeah, they're not being let in. They're not being let in. We sent 10 trucks. They should be there now. They left Saturday morning, and we have more to send once they return. And I just want to urge people. I mean, granted, I have no life, so I do this. You know, I work from home. But I spend at least an hour a day emailing and calling. I emailed our representatives and our and Salazar and Allard too. I mean, you know, we have to include Republicans because there has to be some human ones out there that don't want to just completely screw over humanity and their fellow, you know, countrymen.
It drives me crazy.
And I just urge people to take a little bit of time every day to just look at the issues. I mean, I even emailed Scarborough yesterday because he's been following this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's usually a piece of crap, but he's been following this. And I wrote him an email. Who knows if he'll read it? And I just said, thank you. You're a hero. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just urge people. It's a toll-free number if you want to call, if you want to email. I think it's 866-SOB-USOB, and you will get to the house. You just tell them what district you're in. You don't even have to know what district you're in. You just give them your zip code, and they will connect you to the appropriate place.
The number again is?
It's either 866-SOB-USOB.
Uh-huh.
And it really is SOB-USOB. That part I'm sure.
I like that.
But it's either 800 or 866. It is a toll-free number.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Could you tell me, can you connect me with somebody? I'll start calling about this.
Connect you with who?
From Alaska Airlines.
Well, she's from Alaska Airlines, but all I have is her telephone number. I can get her email. Actually, John, why don't we get her back on the phone, and maybe if she wants to give out an email address. I know that she gave me also the Alaska's World. .com. It's Alaska's without a apostrophe. Alaska'sWorld.com is the employee site. They had a story about it.
Okay. And I just urge people, please don't let this go. Because now we're going to be, you know, with the John Roberts things, we're just going to be embroiled in that. It's always something with this administration.
Yes, and what I heard from other people was, you know how Anderson Cooper has been saying, oh, why aren't there any, you know, phone companies down here? Well, apparently Verizon came in and offered. One of the reasons that I keep hearing over and over again, and I have not seen this officially confirmed, but what I keep hearing, and I heard it from a man who's going to write a column up here at the Seattle Times, and he's going to go out on a limb and say, FEMA's doing this because they don't want anybody to know what they're, how many people are really dead in New Orleans, and they don't want to see the level of incompetency. Mm-hmm. I think it may be something else, too. I think they want to be able to control the information, yes, and I think that's part of the reason they're keeping the Red Cross out, because, after all, who wrote up Abu Ghraib? But I think one of the things that, besides our own soldiers, thank God, but, you know, I think one of the things that we need to remember is that they are not only trying to control the information, they're trying to control the story. And I think that's part of the reason why they're keeping other people out of there, is because they don't want to share the spotlight. Unfortunately, what the spotlight is showing is bloated bodies floating in the river that aren't even picked up yet.
And they're all going to try to pin it on the mayor.
Oh, they're going to try to blame the mayor. They already started that.
You know, if they have to fire anyone, they'll fire some low-level person.
The right-wingers have already been sending me the sections of the Louisiana Code that says we're supposed to use vehicles. What they're not sending you is that the vehicles that they don't have too many vehicles in New Orleans. It's a very poverty-stricken district.
Right.
They have a terrible school system. They're in trouble. They always have been. And so part of our problem is this is what the world looks like. You know, I once walked into Palm Springs. I said, this is what the world looks like run by rich Republicans. Uh-huh. Well, this is what the world looks like when it's starved
by,
rich Republicans.
Exactly. And you know, another twist to this is a friend of mine's son is a professor at Exeter. Is that what it's called in New Orleans? And he wasn't going to leave. His wife is 9 months pregnant. He wasn't going to leave.
No.
He said, we've had warnings before. I'm going to stay.
People didn't want to leave because I heard one woman quoted in the newspaper who said, look, well, I didn't hear her. I read her. But she said, we have one truck. I have 10 family members. They can't fit in this small truck. What am I going to do, put my 90-year-old grandmother in the back? You know, and it was like these people, and plus they didn't have gas money.
Well, this is somebody that certainly had gas money. He's a professor at the university there.
But he doesn't want to leave.
But he didn't want to leave. I mean, you know, if somebody...
I know. And he probably lives in the Garden District, so he's not so...
This administration, they are mass murderers.
Well, I've heard that said before.
I am not afraid to say it.
I understand,
they are mass murderers.
I'm a little more circumspect just because I'm a host.
Cheat,
but
they will do anything.
I'll go with you there. Lie, cheat, steal. And I think their policies do kill people. I do think this is bureaucratic murder. I think that fellow was right down in Jefferson Parish. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to TJ in North Glen. Welcome, TJ. Thank you for joining us on Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'll get back with you in a minute. Yeah, hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm fine. I thought you were telling me you'd get back with me in a minute.
No, I was talking to my boss.
I gotcha.
Hey, last time I talked to you, you was in the middle of quitting smoking. This has been years ago.
Did you accomplish that? I remember that time well. And you know what? I'm still not smoking, thank God.
Good.
I have about 5 or 6 pounds I could do without, but you know what? I feel so healthy. I'm so grateful, and I was a mess though then. Woo.
Yeah, I remember then. It was good old days. But
couldn't string two thoughts together.
I think Clinton was in office, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. What a memory.
Yeah, but anyway, Aaron, this is such a massive undertaking. I really, as much as I despise this Republican administration, I don't know if I'm willing to lay the blame all at their feet, because, well, I guess, for one, they really, to get all the people out of there, they would probably have to have at least 10,000 buses.
But they got offered buses. People sent buses. People sent Greyhounds. They drove them down there. They were turned away.
Yeah, but that's because the streets was already flooded, and you couldn't even get vehicles down there.
Who cares? They walked people. People were walking out of New Orleans at the end.
Yeah.
People were taking their shoes off and walking out of the hellhole that was the convention center and the Superdome. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. I am not buying it. If they could figure out a way to swim over with handcuffs in their mouth to get the prisoners out, which is what the sheriff did, by golly, what they had to do was cede authority to the feds, though, with the people who were the evacuees. And that's part of the problem, is that there are too many people trying to run this thing without any clear lines of authority, and that's FEMA's fault, in part.
Well, and I agree with that. But, however, let me ask you this. Well, what I don't understand is how come on the mainstream news like MSNBC, of course, Fox, you're never going to hear nothing but lies out of them, but CNN even, and how come they're not coming out and talking about when Bush cut the funding for a Corps of Engineers?
They are mentioning it here and there. It was mentioned in great detail on Meet the Press on Sunday. Check out the transcripts. It was quite fascinating. Thank you so much for your call, TJ. Thank you for calling again, and thanks for remembering me and my travails. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm a little overdue for a break, so I'm going to dance. I'll be back. Bill in Denver, if you can hang, please do. I'd love to hear from you.
Past, where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and more. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Rome Engineering and Empire, tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the other side of the country.
It's ridiculous. They turn back people. They turn back medicine, food. Why wouldn't we expect that they would turn back the offer to ferry folks and to help out? Why would they not turn it down? And you know what? It just makes people feel crestfallen. It makes them feel lost. It makes them feel sad and tired. Because here they could have had an opportunity to give, and this president never wastes an opportunity to waste our time in terms of what we could be contributing as citizens. Bill in Denver, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show on Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Hey, what I've found over the last couple of days, it just drives the wingnuts completely, completely crazy if you bring up the business about Bush cutting the funding for the levees that broke.
Yeah.
They react in a way that their anger and their hissing and their venom just spews everywhere, which leads me to believe that that's where they feel weakest. You know, it strikes right at his tax cuts for the wealthy. It's such a metaphor for the failures of this administration. You know, when I look at this tragedy in the Gulf Coast, it brings up the debate that I saw before the presidential election. The Germans said that he was like Hitler, that he was evil. The Canadians said that he was stupid. Well, which is it? Is he a moron or is he like Hitler?
Well, I think he's hopefully somewhere in between. But I think, and I mean that sort of facetiously, I don't like likening him to Hitler because I think Hitler was the kind of evil that we've never seen before and I hope we never see again. So I don't like comparing him to that because I think he's much more banal than that.
Well, the Germans know they're Hitlers.
I understand, but I think he's, well, they also have an overwhelming fear of them, too, and who blames them. But I think what I would say, that he is... he's a thumping mediocrity, and that is part of his problem. He's a mediocre man who's in way over his head, and he has no vision. They call him, I mean, even Bill Kristol is damning him with faint praise this week of the Weekly Standard, saying, well, he's strong, but he's not very good on execution. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it hugely offensive that this man not only played his guitar, stayed on vacation for an extra few days when people were hurting badly in New Orleans.
Well, the measure of whether this is going to be evil or not is whether he figures out a way to make a buck out of it. Now, I've heard rumblings that Halliburton
already has a contract. Now, but it was granted the contract, as I understand it from a Houston Chronicle blurb. They had the contract with the Navy back in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
It was renewed in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
What they have added to their responsibilities, and maybe increasing the money to them, is they have added the rebuilding of the naval facilities in the Gulf area.
Well, Cindy Sheehan kept asking the question, for what noble cause did my son die for?
Mm-hmm.
I think the relevant question is, Mr. President, just how much money do you and your cronies stand to make out of the war in Iraq?
The Bush family never fails to make a buck on people's tragedies,
and
that's for sure.
And I guess I would expand my question to see what the crooked little... well, I don't think I can say bastard, but I wonder how much he and his cronies stand to make out of the war, out of the tragedy in the Gulf Coast. Already, his cronies are making a ton out of this, out of $3 a gallon gas.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And let me not let any more time pass without announcing our $1,000 winner this hour is Elizabeth Geiger in Denver. Once again, our $1,000 winner name is Elizabeth Geiger from Denver. Thank you very much for the reminder, John Turk. It's 7:40 in the morning. Look, officials deal with the political fallout by pointing fingers. The reality is, I don't think anybody blames. Look, half of the Louisiana contingent lost their houses, too. And then we have the president making jokes about rebuilding Trent Lott's house and going to sit on his porch. They can't stand each other because Bush made him quit and put in Frist, who's been an ineffective non-entity to most people, although he's comic relief occasionally when he comes up with, I believe in science. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. It is just insane what this administration is doing to us. And the fact that they keep turning down help over and over again drives me crazy. Jeannie in Larimer County, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I should be sleeping, but my blood is just boiling.
I know.
I I've been thinking about this, and I've been going, what on earth? Why would they do this? You know, I understand that in 2004, Halliburton was given a contract for Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana to do cleanup if there was a hurricane, specifically hurricane. And, you know, none of this stuff has been done to secure that land. It's like everybody sat down and was waiting for this to happen, just waiting for it to happen.
Oh, and let me tell you, New Orleans isn't the only city where they have neglected to rebuild our infrastructure. They have spent billions of dollars on nothing, on equipment that didn't work, on those segways, you know. Oh, I know, we'll send segways into San Francisco because people might not be able to walk.
Oh, it's all been pork.
Oh, it's all pork. It's pork. I mean, you can't spell bacon fast enough. They just keep dishing it up. And the reality is, you wonder whether they made a single lick of sense out of any of it. I mean, the Republicans aren't good at governing anyway, apparently. Wasteful spending of money, terrible organization. I worried mightily. I hate the name, first of all, of Homeland Security. It sounds like we should be goose-stepping into tomorrow.
I do, too. It frightens me. But I think that, I always think that they know exactly what they're doing. And I think what they're doing here is, this is a land grab. I think that they're going to seize all this land. They're going to condemn it, use eminent domain. They're going to go in there now. They're going to repair everything.
And build condos.
And it's going to be a playground for the rich. Donald Trump will be down there building a Trump palace. And they're going to transform it. And a lot of Republicans and Bush and Cheney and all of his friends, Halliburton, they're all going to make a mint off of this.
Well, they're already going to let the casinos back on land, so, you know, maybe they'll let Jack Abramoff out of jail after he's convicted for long enough so that he can work his magic on the casinos there, too.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but, you know, to me, Saddam Hussein gassed his people. George Bush drowned them. It's the exact same thing. I see no difference between these two men. And, you know, I am just frightened. I am frightened to my core. I'm a single woman. I own property. I run a business. And I'm thinking, is what happened in Afghanistan to women, doctors, lawyers, where the Taliban came in and told them, okay, you go home. You don't leave the house without a burqa. You don't leave the house without permission. And I'm sure those women were stunned that could happen to somebody who had risen to their level.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, is something like that going to happen here with John
Roberts? It's happening
Roberts?
In Iraq now. One of my original guests before this tragedy happened was going to be Hassan Mahmoud.
I've heard her.
She's wonderful. And she talks about how they have setback rights in Iraq to, to the early 19th century. I mean, it's ridiculous. They have taken away their rights. They have to dress in full burqas in many of the parts of the South controlled by the Shiites. They're codifying it. We have created an Islamic Republic.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we've done.
It just frightens me. And I see this country, the way it's moving. And, I talk to my friends, and I tell them, you know, your grandchildren, your daughters are going to grow up in a very different country from what we grew up in.
And we should cry for our beloved country. Thank you very much for your call. You do, too. Have a wonderful day. I think one of the things, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I don't know about you, but my brain's a little slow on this Labor Day morning, so I'll try to slow down to say the... I'm so head up, though. I'm so fired up. It's really tough for me to talk slow because this administration is... We're in dire straits, ladies and gentlemen, to say another name and title. We're in dire straits. How do we get out? Well, we're starting to take our country back because people are finally figuring out Just who
really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsupers.com. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The word on the street is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's all kinds of people out here, and it's real good to be able to be a part of it.
Progressive political activist.
The ambiance of Colorado.
It's not easy stopping the Bush machine. He seems to have it rolling, and he's got a lot of people behind him and a lot of money.
It's as important as how you vote. Be an educated consumer. Go to AM760.net and use the blue list today.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now, here are some names to scare you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Not that name. Neither of those names are scary. 303-713-7600. As John Roberts is going to become Chief Justice, we were just talking before with our friend from Larimer County about you know, hey, guess what? Bush is sexist, and it's really scary. Well, you know what? He just named a guy who says that there was no disparity in income between women. Okay, he was, quote-unquote, joking. They said, what would be wrong if women stayed home and didn't become lawyers? Yeah, I think we should have a choice. It's a little scary. And speaking of choice, it really brought me up short to listen to Jeffrey Toobin yesterday when he was discussing the death of William Rehnquist. Because he said, you know, that he said this president is bound and determined to overturn Roe v. Wade. So he won't renominate Sandra Day to be Chief Justice. And we saw that happen today. It didn't happen. And also, he would not, in other words, keep her on the bench for a little while, say a year. And he said, and I don't think he'll nominate someone such as Alberto Gonzalez either, because he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. I just want that to sink in the back of your mind as we discuss the tragedy in New Orleans, which we definitely should continue doing. At 303-713-7600. It's 7:51 in the morning. Welcome to Duane in Weld County.
Good morning, Aaron.
What part of Weld County are you in, dude?
Southwest Weld.
Okay.
Just right close to Decono, Firestone, Frederick. There's three towns that are all right together.
Gotcha.
Very close. There's more to this entire situation, as I think a lot of the people here understand, than just Katrina and New Orleans.
Yes.
What's happening is this administration is not listening, number one, to science and to rational thinking.
No.
These people...
This is what happens when you have a faith-based government.
Well, they are self-projecting. I don't believe that they understand what truth is.
No.
They believe that whatever you say is true. And this is one of the ways in which the Bush administration is like Nazi Germany in the way that they handle information. And information is the only basis upon which rational people can base their actions.
But it's not working anymore, because what happened was, I mean, even Shepard Smith was crying and yelling at Sean Hannity. So here's the thing. Once the truth hits the press corps between the eyes, apparently, they will talk about it. When they see people dying at their feet, or they see bloated bodies floating by them in water, sludge, rather, they apparently notice, which is good.
It depends on how important the motive of profit and self-interest has been ingrained into the culture at this point. It's been going on for a good 15, 20, 25 years. Do you remember?
I think it's been with us the history of our country. We have always been rugged individualists who didn't necessarily like having to act collectively, but we couldn't have built this country if we didn't do that. So I don't understand it.
That's absolutely true. One of the things, somebody had called up Jay a couple days ago and had said, well, government is, you know, making, giving everybody an equal chance or something to that effect. Basically, what government is taking collective action, that is, the coordination of collective and community action.
Look, there's certain things I think that we have to do together. One is to build T-Rex. One is to build light rail. One is to, you know, rebuild viaducts. One is to rebuild, you know, silt deposits and allow the Mississippi to flow the way it should have in the first place. To protect the environment. There are things that we need to do together because we can't do them ham-handedly or independently, as we have seen. You know, when you have too many cooks, you spoil the broth. And that's part of what's happening down in New Orleans, is that in the initial stages, FEMA didn't step in and say, this is the procedure, this is the new protocol, this is the way we go. And people were used to the old way, and they went, well, you know, what's happening? And unfortunately, apparently, the only way you get rescued or get your Everglades rebuilt or get any infrastructure repaired is to be the brother of the president.
Exactly. One of the things that is important is that all of this angst and all of this happenings are turned into collective action of some sort, action that makes sense and that it's not diffused or deflected. One of the cases, one of the things that's been said by the neocons and by the Republicans is, oh, it's terrible to call the president stupid. Well, I think I found a way of being able to make this statement so that it doesn't reflect as a personal attack, to not take into account saving the wetlands down on the Gulf Coast. That's stupid not to do that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. It's mm-hmm. stupid not to do that, not to have a concerted energy policy for alternate energy and for better gas mileage in cars.
Very true, and it makes you wonder what would have happened if we had had Al Gore as president yet again. I'm Aaron Hart. Thank you for joining me. And at 7:55, let's go to William in Boulder. Hi, William. Welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Well, me too. You know what's funny? I wake up every morning now, Monday through Friday, and I immediately start formulating what I'm going to say when I call you guys. It's like that lady said, my blood is always boiling. Sometimes I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and I can't get back to sleep because I start thinking about Bush and all the things that he's done to my democracy, my country.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I agree with that one woman that called Bush a mass murderer. Of course he's a mass murderer. He's had many of our people murdered in Iraq for no reason. First, weapons of mass distraction. Okay. And then, of course, let me get off. I don't want to lose my point here. And then democracy. Then we're pushing, we're going to have democracy in Iraq. All right, three different factions, the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sunnis. Right, we're going to have a democracy. Okay. Sorry, folks, it's going to be a theocracy.
There's going to be a civil war, too, it looks like.
Oh, sure, no doubt about it. And we'll leave because we have a whole bunch of chicken hawks running this war, and since chicken hawks don't have one idea what war really is about,
no.
Only the average working folks who
and
end
up. And he had the nerve to compare himself with FDR when he shouldn't even lick the wheelchair, the wheels on the wheelchair that FDR rode in secretly.
I agree.
I mean,
it's
just appalling to me that he would sit and try to compare the Iraq conflict, the war of choice that he started, to World War II.
Exactly. I agree.
It's an abomination.
I want to also mention that he's a mass murderer also because of the money that was denied the levies. And basically, they don't care about the poor black people if they drown. They don't care about our American soldiers if they die. Because right-wing
Republicans... Well, we need to remember that apparently they drowned white people, too.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
But it was, for the moment, the majority, like 66% of New Orleans is black.
Is
so
black.
The majority of poor
right.
people in the poor town would be black.
I know.
So, I know. I didn't want to lose my train of thought again.
Oh, well.
One thing I want to mention was the... The right-wing Republican male mentality only loves the right-wing male mentality. That's it. They don't give a damn about the working people or the black people or the Indians or anybody else in this country.
Well,
they are
really nice
concerned
to
with
see.
Only themselves.
I've got an idea, and it's not new. Let's have Bush open up his Crawford Ranch and let people come camp out, swim in his pool, take a bath in his house. He let the mayor take a shower on Air Force One. There you go, a Marine one. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll be back, 303-713-7600.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Thank you for calling to
learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and more. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
National and news from around the world, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Time. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
Nick Young.
No one's immune to this hell we're in here.
And the hell in New Orleans now becomes gathering the untold number of the dead while rescuers scour the flooded city for any survivors who remain. Mayor Ray Nagin says it's time that everyone leaves.
I'm Dave Cohen in Metairie, Louisiana. Today is the day that 500,000 people who live outside of the city of New Orleans can come home to take a look around. Officials say they're welcome to stay, but don't expect they will. No running water, no sewage, no electricity, and a stench, an awful, awful stench. Much of that coming from refrigerators and flooded rooms. They're saying tear out the carpeting, rip out the drywall, and put it by the curb. The food, though, officials say, bury it. Dig a hole in your backyard and bury it. They say if you put it by the curb, it will attract vermin of all sorts.
I'm Tammy McCormick in Bogalusa, Louisiana, north of New Orleans. This community, which has no phone or cell phone service, monitors police scanners for news on deliveries. Parish President Toy Taylor has harshly criticized the federal government's response. He says his parish officials have been forced to drive to Baton Rouge themselves to provide for their communities.
I've hauled in my car body bags back from Baton Rouge.
He delivered 50 to the local coroner.
And as CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman reports, the state's capital is now bursting at the seams.
So many people have poured in here. Baton Rouge is now Louisiana's biggest city. Most of these folks have no idea where to go next. So this city has a population boom with an endless list of needs.
The criticism of Washington's response increased today with an editorial in the New Orleans Times-Picayune, the largest newspaper in the state, calling on the president to fire every official at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. As part of White House efforts to deflect the uproar, President Bush is making his second visit to the region in less than a week, stopping in the small town of Poplarville, Mississippi, and also in Baton Rouge. 2 days after the death of Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist, the president has picked his successor. In a White House announcement 2 hours ago, Mr. Bush announced he wants John Roberts to fill the post, and he's urging the Senate to confirm him before the start of the court's new term a month from now.
It is in the interest of the court and the country to have a Chief Justice on the bench
on the first full day of the fall term.
Roberts had been the president's choice to succeed Sandra Day O'Connor. Jonathan Turley of George Washington University says Roberts could put a significant imprint on the law.
This is an individual who could be on the court for easily 30 years, and all that time as Chief Justice, who does have some added powers, obviously, and will keep a conservative hold on the court.
Another deadly plane crash in the world. This time, a domestic airliner has gone down in Indonesia, killing more than 130 people aboard and on the ground. As many as 16 people on the plane survived. This is CBS News.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Need a mattress? We got it. Quality Serta mattresses at low warehouse club prices. Come to the Sam's Club Serta mattress event Labor Day weekend. There will be demonstrations so you can select just the right Serta mattress. Get these great prices on quality mattresses for your family or resupply your motel or bed and breakfast. It's Serta and it's at Sam's Club this Labor Day weekend.
The end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsupers.com. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, in celebrating diversity at Boulder Market's One World Festival. Join us at the Courthouse Lawn on Pearl Street Saturday, September 17th and Sunday.
3-736-8405. If you're planning to host an event in 2006, host the best event you can with Elite Productions.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning on Boulder's Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. And one of the benefits of being the local arm of Air America and Boulder's Progressive Talk is that you can talk about local issues, and that's really important, particularly in these days and times. So we have a special guest who is ankling around, taking a stroll around our state. Now, I have driven around our state and stopped into small towns and wrote a really fun story, since I happen to be from a town of 200 people called Nunn, Colorado, which I think is now a whopping 400 or so. But I have to say, I admire you, but it's going to be kind of tough out there. 84 degrees. Are you going to be okay, Senator Ken Gordon, as you go on your Colorado walk?
I think we're going to be fine. We've already walked 25 miles. We started Saturday morning. We walked 12 miles on Saturday and 13 yesterday. We have a 15-mile day planned for today.
Are you stopping to rest a lot?
Oh, yeah. We're drinking water. And it's beautiful up here. We started northwest of Fort Collins, and it's a really pretty part of the state.
It's gorgeous.
A lot of that red rock and prairie, and we saw antelope, a herd of antelope the first day.
Did you see any snakes?
Dead on the highway.
Yeah, okay. As long as they're dead on the highway. I was once walking around Horsetooth, and it was my first experience with a rattler. I was only about six, and I went, "Dad, there's a snake here." And I grew up near what became Rattlesnake Buttes in Centennial. So, anyway, in the fictional book Centennial, of course. So you went where 287 runs into Wyoming.
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Let me tell people why we're doing
this. Why are you... Yes, I was just about... You took the question right out of my mouth. Why are you walking around the state, Senator?
All right. When we passed the Tabor Amendment in 1992 here in Colorado...
Yes, I remember that well.
People didn't realize that what it did is it took bad years and made them permanent. It sets our spending by our spending in a bad year. And if we can't spend very much in a bad year because there was a terrorist attack or a SARS epidemic or a forest fire or a drought... or just a recession, if we have a really a year when there's very few dollars coming in to spend on state services, then the next year we're tied to that bad year. And so we're just trying to change that. If we don't, Colorado will be the first state to defund higher education, which will be devastating for our state. There won't be such a thing in Colorado as in-state tuition. We won't be able to get college educations for students that don't have a lot of money. And so we think it's important. It also affects all other government services, health care, roads and transportation is very important. And so we're trying to draw attention to the importance of passing referenda C and D on November 1st, and that's why we're walking the state. We're walking from Wyoming to New Mexico.
Wyoming to New Mexico. You're going up to Raton Pass, one of my favorite parts of Colorado, too. Raton. So let me ask you a question. In terms of walking this, what kind of experience are you having? You've been on the road a couple of days now. Do people know what you're doing? Do they understand what it means? I mean, you're in pretty rural parts of the state where people might tend to vote more conservatively than not, although in the bowels of Fort Collins, maybe not. But what are people telling you?
It's mixed. We're getting a lot of thumbs up on the highway. But then some people that we talk to have never heard of it, but we explain it to them, and that's part of the reason we're doing this. And most of the people we talk to think it is important to have higher education and a health care safety net. I think we're making progress.
Well, we've been talking about this because we've been talking about Katrina a lot, Senator Gordon, this morning.
Exactly.
And one of the articles that I read, one of the more think pieces, said that one of the tensions that we've always had in this country is that we're rugged individualists, but we can't get anything done unless we work together to do it. Yet we resent paying taxes. So how do we juggle all this? I guess we do. We periodically pass Tabor amendments, then we resent it, then we repeal them. Now, will this fully repeal it, or will it just do it temporarily?
This doesn't repeal Tabor. In fact, it doesn't change a word in Tabor. It uses a provision in Tabor that allows the people to vote if they want to spend some more money on services. Tabor, in my view, was to give people a voice in the budget and economic parts of the state policy, and that's what we're doing. We're asking people to vote to do this, and we're drawing the connection. See, unfortunately, over the years, ideologues who are the opponents of C&D and just opponents of government in general have more or less convinced people that we flush tax dollars down the toilet and services fall out of trees. So they don't think there's any reason to have to pay taxes. But there is, because that's how you get the services. So
we're trying
to draw that connection.
You know, even though it's a federal issue, I think there was local money that wasn't spent in New Orleans, too, that shows very clearly what can happen to you if you, I mean, my model for the South lately has been, well, look, this is what the world looks like when it's run by conservatives who don't want to pay for anything, who think that services fall out of trees and that somebody will come get you always if you need them, and they'll just magically appear. And part of the problem is part of the reason the housing crumbled, part of it is because they ruined the environmental structure of the Gulf. They did a number of long-term decisions that were extremely ignorant, and they've known for years they should rectify this and have not. We have some of the same issues in Colorado in terms of the environment, in terms of health care. Without a solid, healthy people, how are you supposed to exist?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, all we're saying is it's possible to have taxes that are too high, but it's also possible for them to be too low, because you need a sort of basic structure that you need to maintain, your schools, your health care, your roads, your services as a safety net. And everybody wants this, but they don't realize that they're paying for it and that it costs money. And so we're trying to draw that connection. But you're right. If we don't put in any of this money for the stuff that holds our community together, the sinews of our community or the weight-bearing walls, then it'll fall.
I agree completely. Now, even Governor Bill Owens is for this, correct?
Yeah, it's bipartisan.
He's been threatened that he'll never, you know, work in this town again, apparently on a federal level. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, the pragmatists and the realists, the people that are in the real world trying to solve real problems, are for this. The people who are in ideology land, who don't care about facts, they're the ones who have taken positions against it. And they're not going to want to live in the world that they're trying to create either.
Yeah, who would ever have thunk that, you know, the Democrats, that they've been trying to demagogue for years, and I'm not saying just Democrats, because bipartisans would turn out to be the sane, you know, sensible ones who want, you know, fiscal prudence plus investment in our community so that we can stay competitive and strong with the rest of the states and the rest of the world. Because we're all playing on a global stage, whether we like it or not.
I give the governor and senators like Norma Anderson and Steve Johnson and
oh, good for them.
And, you know, the Republicans, Bob mm-hmm. McCluskey was up there at the beginning with us. He's a Republican from Fort Collins area. Lou Entz and Ken Kester are helping in the South. Ron Tech voted for this over on the Western Slope.
Let me ask you, how are the polls running, Senator Gordon? Is it looking good, or how's it looking?
I got two emails yesterday morning. One said, Senator Gordon, keep up the good work. We're Republicans, my wife and I, but we're supporting C&D because we know if you want services, you have to pay for them. And roads and education are important, so keep up the good work. That was one email. The other email I got was, Senator Gordon dropped dead. So I think it's running 50-50.
Always so classy, aren't they? But now you're good at counting noses as majority leader. How are your feet holding up?
Well, I have a blister. I have one blister. But
do you have Band-Aids?
I've got all that stuff.
All right.
I think I'm going to be fine. Can I tell you a little bit about some of the things we're doing?
Yes, you may. Please do.
Okay. We get into Fort Collins today at 5 o'clock. There's a new park by the courthouse, and we're getting there at 5 o'clock, and we're having a barbecue. Tomorrow, we have a rally in an old town square from 3 to 4 p.m., and from 4 to 7, there's a barbecue in City Park, and then tomorrow night is a concert in Fort Collins, 7 to 12 p.m.
Great. Now, I went to your website, thecoloradowalk.org, but I did not see this kind of detail there in terms of times and places. Is there some place where people can look that stuff up?
Well, unfortunately, the person who does our website is with us on the walk, but she's going to update it tomorrow. But the concert at Fort Collins tomorrow night, Lincoln
right.
Center, with Vanity, Flowbots, and the Freak Street Project.
Lovely.
It's only $8. Young people in Fort Collins should come because we're going to talk to them about the importance of this. It's really important to
get those echo boomers out and counted.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's... Go ahead.
We get to Boulder on Friday, September 9th. We have a rally at 5 p.m. at the Boulder County Courthouse. And Nina Story is going to be there to sing. And then on September 10th, there's a concert in Boulder at the historic Boulder Theater at 7 o'clock. We'll put all this... This will all be up on the website in about one day.
Well,
the website's thecoloradowalk.org.
Well, this is great because we're all fired up about Hurricane Katrina. And you know, you've got the website's got Tabor facts if you need reminders. It shows you how to register to vote. It tells you how to get referenda, C&D, and how to get a yard sign. So everybody turn out. Go to thecoloradowalk.org. Support Senator Ken Gordon and his mission to walk across through the state, through the middle of the state, the spine of the state, as it were. And, you know, help drum up support, because if we don't repair our infrastructure, I think the last week has taught us we can't necessarily count on the feds anymore to come in and help.
Aaron, you couldn't be any more right. Everyone needs to vote this year. November 1st is the election.
You got it. Thank you. That's the first Tuesday of November. Thank you so much, Senator Gordon. Farewell.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, sir. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Walk on. Will you walk? Will you stand up? Will you vote for referenda C&D? And if you do, why would you do it? Isn't paying taxes important? I think so. And we've seen enough raping and pillaging of our structure for my lifetime.
He's sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
You know, they were cast out of their home by the storm. So it's 1-303-713-7600. We have Dave in Denver, I think. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Aaron.
How are you?
I am great today. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
I want to talk about C and D.
Please do.
There are two aspects of it that I think really need to be brought to light. Aspect number one is that the real problem in the state budget, the ones that's eating higher education alive, is, well, the growth rate in the Medicaid program. It's grown from 10% 15, 20 years ago to almost 25% of the budget today.
It's eating everybody's state budgets alive.
Right. And that's the problem. And Governor Lamb has spoke to this issue for years, trying to bring some compassionate yet hard-nosed people to solve this problem. And it's something that, well, the Republicans...
You mean like the time he suggested that all people should just be allowed to die?
Well, he never suggested that. Have you read his most recent books?
No.
That is on health care?
No.
Okay, well, he basically lays out there in a very clear and understandable format the very difficult choices we're having to make, because all the demographic trends are eating us alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. You were just saying how, well, the federals are really dropping out of lots of things.
Yes, and they're dropping out of Medicare support and Medicaid support,
too. If they drop out of Medicare support, instead of eating 25% of our budget, it'll eat more than half of it.
I know.
Pretty soon, if we don't address this in a thoughtful manner, it's going to even eat up K through 12 education.
Well,
one speaks of this. Ken Gordon should be a leader, and he's a hider.
Every other Western country has single-payer health care of some sort or another. And you know what? You know how we'll get nationalized health care? We'll get it because Walmart abrogates its responsibility and corporate America refuses to pay it anymore, and that's when we'll get a sane health care system in this country.
That sounds like, well, the Republicans trying to budget-starve the government so they get the reforms they want. I think if we truly care about government, we need to openly and straightforwardly and address the issues. And the other issue I wanted to bring up about C&D,
mm-hmm.
and this is also one of Governor Lamb's bugaboos too, is you've heard about the problems we're having in really para, right?
Yes.
Public Employees Retirement Association?
Yes.
The ones that takes care of, like, the state workers, you know, Department of Wildlife and Revenue and Corrections and
I know a little
the
bit
teachers
about
and all that. Okay.
But pension programs all over the country are having a problem.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
well,
we may inherit everyone's
right. Well,
private
in,
industries as well.
Well, in C&D,
mm-hmm.
there's another bailout for the police and firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take care of anyone else. No other state workers, just the police and firefighter. And this is in addition
Shouldn't you start somewhere, and shouldn't you start with first responders first? I mean,
no, everyone should be equal. It shouldn't be like George Orwell
uh-huh.
with some state worker groups more equal.
Do you know how
hard
it is to get any kind of taxes done in Colorado? You know this, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's one thing to write about it. It's one thing to write about it and sit in your lofty perch and think about things, and I think that's great. I admire Governor Lamb for doing that.
But
it's another thing to be a practical, hard-nosed politician who's able to do those things.
But I think we have an obligation to all the state workers and not having the special privileges for the police and fire. What it does is it widens the gulf between, really, police and the rest of the society, which is a very negative thing. Very negative thing. I mean, the police should be the ones volunteering to have their pension fans linked with PARA and not insisting on the special privileged pension plan. And remember, they got a bailout just 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Glenn from Westminster carried that bill, and he bailed out their plan now. And now there's $175 million bailout.
Look,
I mean,
everyone's
any teacher
plans
who votes for this is a sucker.
Well, if you think it's good to be mean-spirited and cheat other people out of their pensions just because you're not getting yours, then you live with that. I think that's short-sighted and stupid, quite frankly. I think what people ought to do is get what they can and then improve the rest.
But
and
it'll never
things,
happen.
But
the teachers
see,
will end up getting the short end
so
of the
you
stick.
Want to be a teacher.
And you know that as well as I do.
No, I really don't, because teachers up here get voted pay rises all the time, or else they do initiatives and they get them anyway. Now then we have
We're
to fund them.
We're talking Colorado, Aaron.
I understand that, and I've lived in both states, and both states are extremely similar in the sense that they have a very strong liberal core and a very rural conservative base out in the outer lands. So, you know, I mean, things pass weirdly here with only six counties in the center. So I understand what you're talking about. We just passed a transportation project, for example, that that has been in the works for years, and it looks like there's a big movement to repeal it. Now, we have a viaduct that's crumbling. So I understand we're calcitrant pigs who don't want to pay their way. But I still don't think setting up a
but we
fight.
Need to solve all the problems
but
and
setting
not
up a
leave
fight.
People out. And that's what
but
this
you
is
feel
doing
back. So you're
pension.
Angry. You're angry and resentful because you got left out. So
no,
you're going to punish everybody
it
else.
It doesn't affect me at all, dear.
Well, then,
what does
toots.
Affect me is
well,
the
then,
avoidance
toots.
Of the biggest problem in state budget
maybe
is the
then,
health
toots.
Care system. And
but,
we're
but
not
maybe
addressing
then, toots,
it.
You should
and
think
Governor
about
Lamb
it.
Governor Lamb has talked about this.
Well, maybe then, toots. You should think about it, because one of the things you have to do sometimes in government is compromise. And you may be a fired-up liberal who thinks you can just get all the money in the world out of your Colorado constituents, in
no,
which case you don't understand your state.
What I'm saying at all is we need to focus on the big issues, and we need to focus on fairness. And if we intentionally pass,
and you sound exactly like you sound
unfair,
exactly like
that's wrong.
And you sound exactly like the liberals up here who torpedo every kind of middle of the road thing as well as the right, and so nothing
well, unjust,
ever gets done.
You,
no,
do
I don't
it,
think it's unjust. I don't think it's unjust. I don't think
you
it's
don't
unjust
think
to
it's
secure.
Unjust nope. to have a privileged group
nope.
of state workers.
No. Nope.
Oh, I'm
not just firefighters and police. No. Nope.
Oh,
I don't.
So,
I think you
I
have
mean,
to start
better
somewhere.
Better than the other state workers?
No, I think
they're
you have to start.
Better than the college professors?
I think you have to start somewhere. Will you take a breath? I think you have to start somewhere. I'm
but
a practical person. But you see, you can whine and you can cry about that, but maybe the firefighters and the police would hit the bricks for you if you quit being mealy-mouthed.
Oh, come
and complain.
On. Now it's a pipe dream. The firefighters and the police are the most conservative group
it's
in the state. Get a life,
easy. Dear. It's very well, okay, toots, the day that you do. And stop calling me dear. You don't know me.
Don't
you
don't
know
me
well. Well, then I started calling you toots the instant you called me dear. The instant you called me dear was when I started calling you toots. Okay? Don't do that. You were trying to belittle me because you're trying to claim that I'm ignorant. And I'm not. What I'm telling you is you've got some difficult choices here. C and D may not be perfect. No government bill usually is. And that's part of the problem. When the left gets too insistent on having its own way with everything, then they're going to lose the whole banana. So why would you want to do that? And why would you want to punish firefighters and police? Because they're conservative, they also do one of the toughest jobs there is to do. I'm not trying to belittle teachers and others because they do a tough job too. Ideally, yes, you should bail out everyone. But then you've got to make sure you have the money. Me, I'd vote for you. I'm not arguing with you.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, Contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Before in the morning, and let me see, I wrote down Mick in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Aaron?
I'm pretty swell.
You're pretty swell. Well, happy Labor Day.
Thank you. Although, happy Labor Day to you, too.
Although it's tough these days to say labor and happy in the same sentence or phrase.
We got the Boeing mechanics out up here, machinists out up here. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm a member of a union and all, and, you know, we're struggling, too. We're fighting. We're down, but, you know, we're not going to be out
I don't think we're out. We're going to talk to the author of the United States of Walmart coming up, and one of the things I'm going to ask him is about their anti-labor practices and what we can do to get around them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got guys at the Washington Post writing, you know, casting doubt about what will happen because of the rift between the AFL-CIO and you know, the three unions that have gone out.
The Teamsters, the service workers. Don't you think, I have a feeling that's going to be actually pretty good.
Well, you know,
I may be crazy, but I think it's going to shake the labor movement up and
improve
it.
You're not, because historically when this has happened before, people have fought, sure, but, you know, there is one thing in general that they look across the, you know, across the board, basically, at the rank and file, and leadership and everything, and they say, look, we're all workers. We're all the people that actually make things happen, that create the product and the wealth. We create it.
Yep.
You know, the people that sit up in the offices and everything, they push the paper around. They have a job to do also, yeah, but they don't roll their sleeves up. They're not the Henry Ford. There aren't Henry Fords anymore that worked in the
Well,
in
they
the barn
certainly don't deserve
like that,
500
you know,
times what the working man earns.
Absolutely.
Or woman.
Absolutely. You know, we have an aristocracy here of people, you know, on the professional side.
Did you ever think you'd live? Well, I guess we had the robber barons in the late 1800s, but it's sort of like, how did we get back to those days? It's like we've got imperialist robber barons.
We're beyond those days. And you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I have a master's degree in history, and here I am. I'm working as a person in labor. And we're beyond those days because those guys, you know, once it came down to, well, Teddy Roosevelt was the, you know, you can say what you want about his, you know, his foreign policy, but he was the greatest equalizer. He went out and he swatted those guys.
He may have taken Panama, but he was a good guy at home.
Exactly, you know. But, you know, I just wanted to mention, here's the reason I was calling. I was talking to a friend of mine who's an economics professor up in Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, that's going to cast him in a, you know, left-wing, liberal-like.
Who says our brains stop at the door because we're liberal, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Stop
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I'm
so
smart and glad.
So anyway, we were talking and you know, kind of wrestling with what's going on right now. In particular, you know, talking about C&D. And why we need to pass it here in the state to temporarily at least, you know, straighten things out, right the ship, you know, of state, so to speak, so we can get services that we desperately need,
mm-hmm.
you know. But he was saying, look, here's the neocon, and you know, his take on it. Here's the neocon philosophy, you know, their credo, their way of thinking is that They hate government. They hate big government and everything. And they come out, you know, look, you know, government wants to run everything, you know, and invade our private lives and tax us to the hilt for every little thing.
And make rules about every way we can spend it. They're more bureaucratic than liberals. Who'd have thunk it?
Exactly.
And they're wastrel spenders too. Who'd have thunk that?
Exactly. But what he said here, but here's the other side of it that people don't see. They're starting to see it. Is that the neocons say, well, we don't want tax. We want you not to be taxed. But then we want to take every single cent that we can that comes into government from other sources and take it for ourselves.
Yep.
And that's what has given the rise to the Halliburtons and the Enrons and the WorldComs and the Tycos of the world.
They have this estate tax will affect 28,000 families.
Exactly.
And the reality is, you know, even though I'm all for hoping to aspire to get more money, and I'm all for, you know, the Horatio Alger kind of energy that we have in this country, I'm all for improving your situation. But the reality is, most of us aren't going to join the club of 28,000 people.
That's right.
And the reality is that many of the people within that 28,000, including the Sage of Omaha and Mr. Bill Gates up here,
mm-hmm.
I think they support the elimination of the estate tax, I would imagine. I'll ask our next guest.
I'm saying
Bill Gates and I can't remember his name. I can only remember Sage of Omaha, Warren Buffett, basically have said, it's obscene. I can get out of paying taxes. I'm a billionaire, and I don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And this is ridiculous.
Yeah. A lot of people in Hollywood, too, that Hollywood, you know, liberal elite, feel the same way. We make so much money that for us to get away from paying taxes,
they shouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And neither should big corporations.
That's right. And here's the point that we have gotten this way, or the neocons have brought us to this position and all because they feel that democracy is to them, you know, the far left side of the political spectrum, but a corporate oligarchy.
No, they think it's a corporate
market. Free market and everything else. That is what will save us all.
No, they believe it's an oligarchy funded by the dwindling middle class and lower classes, and they're creating a nation of serfs.
Yes.
And I'm not going there. Thank you very much.
For the people down in New Orleans and all over the country, these next elections, including C&D.
Yes.
I'm telling people, when you go to the polls,
remember New Orleans.
This has to be our slogan, remember New Orleans. Remember, because the first letter in remember is R. So take that letter and stick it into the ground. Stick it into them.
Remember New Orleans. I think all you have to do is say New Orleans. Thank you very much, Mick. I thank you for your call. Carolyn in Pueblo, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I'm calling about C&D and Toots.
Yes.
That was great.
Thank you. I hate being called dear by people I don't know.
I know.
Well, you know what it was for. It was to little woman me. I hate that.
To put you down because you're a woman.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be under PERA, and my son is a police officer, and I think Toots has his facts wrong. I think right now the fire and police pension is behind PERA, and this is just to catch up.
Ah. Well, it wouldn't surprise me a bit, and I'm not familiar with enough of the subtler ins and outs of C&D to be able to dispute or deny, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're right, Carolyn, and Toots is wrong. Look, whenever somebody tries that adamantly to set up a war between, I know that there's something wrong with it. You know, it's like they're all working folks. Even if you don't particularly like every single cop you've ever met or every single firefighter you met, although what's not to like? Most firefighters happen to be handsome. I don't know why that is, but it's true. And I just was sexist on purpose. But it is weird to me that they would resent it, even if it is true, and even if you have to wait a little longer for your para to be shored up. Why not do it? You know, I mean, it's still going to fund your economy, and if they thrive and do better and buy houses and do well and have the confidence that they can stay in the state and, you know, keep paying for things when they're older, it'll happen to us too.
You're right. It was suspicious when he began his divisiveness.
Yeah.
So we always need to be aware of that.
Yes.
Well, thank you, and have a good rest of the Labor Day.
Thank you very much. Working woman Carolyn, thank you so much. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for J. Marvin, and a pleasure it is to do so, too. Thanks to John Turk and to Jerry Bell, who helped arrange this. Thank you all very much. I'll be back, and so will you. Talk about anything you'd like. C&D, you can talk about Rehnquist. We can talk about Katrina and the ins and outs. What do we do? Where do we go from here? Where do we take this energy, this ire? I have people up here in Seattle area recommending that we all join the September 24th March in Washington or form a Million American Watch. What do you think? It's 303-7... 7-
Engineering and Empire, tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
You're older. 1 year bolder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Should have heard Kanye West make fun, well, talk about the president. He was so angry. It was interesting because you just saw the face of Mike Myers going, what? Here's what he said. I hate the way they portray us in the media. You see a black family and it says they're looting. You see a white family, it says they're looking for food. That's among other things that he said. And he also said George Bush doesn't care about black people. So we can talk about Katrina some more. We can talk about C&D. We can talk about whatever you'd like this morning, this Labor Day morning, special emphasis on labor and infrastructure, taking care of ourselves. And speaking of which, Jeff Cahoon joins us. He's with MoveOn.org. And thanks for joining us, Jeff. I appreciate your time and your help.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Nice to talk to you again. Welcome
yes.
back to the Jay Marvin Show.
Thank you.
We appreciate you filling in for us.
I love filling in. And you know what? I have to say, keep in touch with me, would you, at ehart@entercom.com? Because I have the devil of a time getting Move Honors from the West Coast to talk to me. So if you want to be spokes occasionally, that would be great.
We're happy to do that. We're organizing
HurricaneHousing.org.
Yes, please. I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
HurricaneHousing.org. I was one of the people who was reviewing the messages to make sure nothing inappropriate got in. And I might say that it was very clean, but we did find a few. It kind of sounded like personal ads. You know, it's heartwarming, Aaron, to read these messages of help coming. And to see, I mean, there were more than 100,000 offers as of last night.
Wow.
That is
just stunning.
And we're talking,
when I left Friday, there were 40,000. So that's amazing.
I mean, America is a great country that takes care of its own. I think we all recognize that.
It really is.
Right
it's
or left.
Just stunning. You've got 129,004 bids now,
mm-hmm.
by the way, are offered, being offered. Yeah, no, I just thought I'd call it up for you. Go ahead.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Well, on a local issue. As you know, a lot of us Move On activists got together and formed a local organization called Boulder House Party.
And what's it called, I'm sorry?
Boulder House Party.
Oh, great. After the house parties for Dean.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, for Dean, for Move On, it's a kind of popular technique. And we're trying to take that technique here in Boulder County and support referendum C&D. This coming Thursday evening, we'll be holding house parties for people who want to find out more and talk directly to their legislators here in Boulder. And it's all part of a program that's really statewide, Aaron, called the Colorado Walk. I don't know if you've heard of it yet.
I just spoke to Senator Ken Gordon early at the top of this hour.
Well, terrific. I missed that. I'm sorry. But,
that's okay.
Ken Gordon will be joining us at these house parties by conference call. So people can speak directly to him. We also have legislators like Alice Madden, Ron Tupa, others joining us in the house parties themselves for people to come and talk to them, get a briefing on C&D. It's not an easy topic, but it's one that we all need to really take a close look
and
at.
And I was going to ask you, because we had Toots called earlier and suggested, I'm sorry, I'm calling him Toots because he called me dear, and I can't remember his name now. So Toots called and suggested that the para retirees were being left out at the expense of beefing up firefighter and police pensions. Is that true?
No, and that's not true. The problem, and it's one of my pet issues. I may be a practical progressive, and I may be to the left of some others, but boy, it burns me when I see our first responders shorted like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who risk their lives for us, and I don't care if they're right or left. I've seen the face of a firefighter helping someone, and that man is a hero. And that woman is a hero.
They've come to get me out of a burning building. I like them just fine. And the police and the cops have both helped and hurt. But on balance, I'd say help more than hurt.
I'd say. And, you know, it just gripes me when I see what had been a Republican legislature saying, well, it's just pensions for fire and police. We can wait a while. And we'll fund it someday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the bill's due. It's time. This is not something you mess around with.
And sometimes you have to do things incrementally. I mean, I don't think this shorts it at the sake of power, although we should make sure that all of our government employee pensions are secure. Heck, we should make sure United Airlines is secure. And unfortunately, public employees are going to have to, I mean, all of us taxpayers are going to have to do that.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to default, it looks like. So I say if private industry is going to default on us, we need to worry about those things as well.
I think that's very much the case. And, Toots apparently didn't understand, this is a compromise. This is not a Democratic measure. This is not a Republican measure.
No.
This is a compromise we reached at the state level amongst all our elected leaders that, you know, I'm not a big believer in massive road projects, but that was Governor Owen's really clear interest.
Yeah, see, and you've got to be bipartisan sometimes. Hello?
Exactly. I think pragmatic is the word here.
Yes, I do, too. I like the term pragmatic progressive, too. I used to use it a lot. I like it immensely.
I do, too. And that's why we're holding these house parties on Thursday
night. How do people find, do they go to the coloradowalk.org to find out about your house parties?
Well, actually, no, because this is a local event. I'd like them to go to our site, and we're ready to have them registered there. It's Boulder House Party, all one word, .org.
BoulderHouseParty.org Thursday night, and Ken Gordon will join you by teleconference, or rather phone conference. So do it.
Exactly.
If
and
I
that way
town,
you can find
I'd
out more and understand the facts and
Excellent.
Speak to our legislative leaders.
Sounds very good. Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're more than welcome, and
Thank you.
Thanks for filling in again.
You bet.
Always
My pleasure. Thank you. Jeff in Centennial, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well.
I promise I won't call you dear if you don't call me toots.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
I just wanted to call and just give you my opinion about the way the Bush administration's handling all that's occurring. I'm a conservative, extreme right-winger, and I'm a libertarian, and I voted for Karen Edwards in the last election.
Wow.
Because I was so disgusted with the entire Bush administration.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. They're not very conservative either.
No, they're not. And, I mean, they took $1 billion from the state of Louisiana and put it towards the war in Iraq.
Yeah.
I'm a United States Navy veteran and a Navy SEAL, and I've got two honorable discharges, and I'm just fed up with the entire administration. Cheney right now is still on vacation in Wyoming, and Bush took an extra, what, it took him 4 days to respond to the Louisiana hurricane?
Oh, but he's going back again so that he can stop helicopters from flying over again. Good.
Isn't he just amazing?
Yeah.
But
let me ask you, have you heard any rumblings from Iraq? Because I've heard that a number of Louisiana and Mississippi, I've been getting this from some blogs, have been saying that there are troops over there who are very upset, who want to come home, from Louisiana and Mississippi in particular. And they have actually threatened a mutiny.
Well, I haven't heard that, but I know they're quite upset because their homes and their families have obviously been displaced, and a lot of our armory and a lot of our equipment's over there.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the Bush administration didn't plan in advance on how to handle this dilemma. And this is a huge crisis, and they can make all the excuses in the world they want. And like I said, I'm a diehard conservative right-wing person, and I'm just so fed up that we have to do something to change the demise of this country, and militarily and publicly.
Welcome. I want fiscal sanity restored. You know, Bill Clinton led me to the median ground. You know what I mean? I don't think borrowing your way into prosperity is really a good idea anymore, you know? So I can understand some of this. And we can have differences about how much government we should have or not. But I think there is, even if you're a libertarian, don't you think there's a use for FEMA?
Absolutely. But that director failed miserably, too.
Oh,
you talk about complacency and incompetence.
Well, so far as I know, that he hasn't even turned up an Arabian horse, which is apparently the only thing he knows how to see.
Precisely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Welcome to our side, brother. Joe in Denver, welcome. And thank you for joining the J. Marvin Show.
You're on, Joe.
Joe, you're on. You got to turn down your radio. Joe. Oh, Joe went. Goodbye, Joe. See, I gave Jeff a little less time so I could give you time, and what did you do? You left your radio on. Don't do that. In radio, it will drive you bonkers because we have a delay. That's because people sometimes call us and do things that they shouldn't, and don't do that either. All right, it's the last hour. We're in the home stretch of the Labor Day show. My labors are almost done. I've done 7 hours of talk radio in 12 hours. I'm out of my mind. But John Turk will take care of me, I know. So will you. We'll be speaking to John Dicker, author of The United States of Walmart, coming up next. And we'll take more of your phone calls about any topic you like, all coming up on the J. Ehrenhardt version of the J. Marvin Show, right here on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Here's the number, 303-713-7600.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from? The history behind your family and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
The good news for Yvette Porter, hers is still standing.
Yeah, it's standing on the outside, but the inside is gone. Ain't nothing left. Nothing.
The hurricane punched holes in the roof and made a soggy mess of everything the Porter family owned.
A few minutes ago in Baton Rouge, Air Force One touchdown. President Bush will meet with officials today in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. I'm Steve Futterman, live in New Orleans, now with more CBS News. Here's Christopher Glenn.
Former Presidents Bush and Clinton are in Houston this morning to announce formally the formation of the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund to raise money for hurricane relief, much like the effort the two former presidents headed for the Southeast Asia tsunami. President Bush.
It's going to take all of us working together, the public, the nonprofits, the private sector, to accomplish our goal. The job is too big and it's too overwhelming for any one group.
President Clinton addressed stinging criticism of the initial federal response to the Katrina disaster.
A lot of these people, they have no cars, no homes, no clothes, no nothing. They depend on us to give them a future, and we'll do what we can.
Moving quickly after the weekend death of Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist, President Bush has nominated John Roberts to succeed him as leader of the High Court. Weeks ago, the president nominated Roberts to fill the Supreme Court seat being vacated by Sandra Day O'Connor. But his decision to name Roberts for Chief Justice means now he must make another choice to replace the retiring Associate Justice.
As a result of my decision to nominate Judge Roberts to be Chief Justice,
I also have the responsibility to submit a new nominee to follow Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. I will do so in a timely manner.
Who will it be? Thoughts from CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I think we're going to go back to that short list of people, the two female judges, federal appeal court judges down south, Edith Jones and Edith Clement, who were really right up there with John Roberts as potential candidates in July.
A domestic jetliner has crashed on takeoff into a residential neighborhood in Medan, Indonesia. At least 147 people on the plane and on the ground were killed, but as many as 16 of the passengers survived. No stock prices to report today. The markets closed for the Labor Day holiday observance. This is CBS News.
Come to Lowe's now through Monday and celebrate Labor Day with great values. Save $20 on every 5-gallon can and $5 on every 1-gallon can of our best quality paints like American Tradition and Signature Colors after mail-in rebate. Get a 50-pound bag of Quikrete concrete mix for only $1.79. Use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more through September 5th. So hurry to Lowe's. See store for details. Offers end September 5th.
Hi, I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and over the last few months, I've been telling you about a new guide I've written for Match.com. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's really working. So many people have told me they thought they'd never find the right person, but the guide gave them their confidence back and changed all that. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, free. Join the millions of people who found success
engineering an empire tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
It's important for the American people to know, from my perspective, you know, the end result, which, now, And we need to help.
That's what we thought. This has been a Presidential Progress Report on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their station. We've got ours. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's 9:05. I'm Aaron Hart. Thank you for joining me as I fill in for Jay Marvin on this Labor Day Monday. Good morning. Jay will be back tomorrow, by the way. It's 303-713-7600. Right now we're joined by John Dicker, who bases himself in Denver. He is the author of The United States of Walmart. And I have to say you disturbed my sleep twice with that book. Thanks.
Sorry about that, Aaron.
No, that's okay. It's all right, John. It's okay. I can take it. I've had enough of Katrina, though. I'll tell you, between Katrina, William Rehnquist, and your book, my stomach hurts.
Yeah. Unsettling times for many reasons, yes.
Indeed. And my stomach never hurts, you know, so I'm like, yeah. I have to say, I was starting to dog ear the book, you know, to say, okay, I really hate this, I really hate that, and I began to realize that I was making a fan out of your book, you know, because I was just dog earing everything. So why don't we start that this is Labor Day, and just what effect has the United States of Walmart had on us, and if you can tie it in, or maybe give us some perspective on the United States of Walmart and the state of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, that might be cool too.
Well, I don't know how much I can tie the Gulf Coast states into.
Well, I was just thinking, where the heck are they going to shop? And actually, Walmart did do something good, and even they were turned back. Even the Walmart, you know, king of the world, largest corporation in the world, blah, 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 is turned away at the gate with water. They were turned away by FEMA in New Orleans. Yep.
Wow.
They came in with 3 truckloads of water and were told, go back home.
Wow. That's hard to imagine. Maybe not with the antics of Michael Brown, who can't run the Arabian Horse Society. But
I
anyway,
was gonna say he doesn't even know the south end of a northbound horse. You want to trust this guy? Sorry.
I know that the southern region in particular is kind of like Walmart country. I mean, they started in Arkansas, and
yes,
their kind of home turf is Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Missouri. That's kind of where they're, you know, that's the heart of Walmart country. So, I mean, and I think I've read that about, you know, 115 stores have had to close. I don't know how many have been reopened. One of the things that, you know, not that we want to, you know, dump praise on the mightiest retailer and corporation in the world, but one of the things that is impressive that makes Walmart different and unique is that they can actually merchandise for stuff like Katrina. You know, they have the data infrastructure and the distribution infrastructure to really, know what people bought during the last storm and make sure they have lots of it for the coming storm. This was shown with the Florida hurricanes last
year. Right.
You know, there's the stuff that's obvious. It's kind of like a no-brainer that people will be buying, you know, duct tape and flashlights and flashlight batteries and, you know, that sort of thing, non-perishable foods. But they can nail it down further. They can find out that people like, you know, strawberry Pop-Tarts. I'm not making that up. Their data system is such that they can analyze, crunch the figures, because whenever you buy a store, you know, anything in any Walmart, that purchase is recorded and it's, you know, filtered in. So when they query a database and
even
see
if
what
you give them a weird name like Scrooge McDuck, like I do sometimes when I'm in stores to get those stupid cards.
Probably.
I don't ever give them my real name ever. I can't stand it. But let me. I just want to know why. Okay, the part of the one of the pages I dog-eared ties into this to a certain extent. I mean, do they really control the temperatures of every single Walmart from one central headquarters?
Yeah, and the lights.
And the lights?
Yeah.
This is, okay, so they are also gearing all of their purchases, so they will now be able to go, okay, the people of New Orleans, I know, must be hungry. I know they'll be having a lot of wakes. Let's stock wake food. I'm sorry.
Well, and they'll be able to figure out, you know, where people are. You know, they'll probably know that they need to really stock stores in Baton Rouge and places like, you know, Houston and Dallas and places where refugees are coming into, because, you know, they pay attention to this stuff as well they should. You know, in Walmart's defense, you can say that they don't, you know, they've never been accused, at least to my knowledge, in such situations of price gouging. So, you know, some people who are more invested in defending Walmart would say that they actually perform a public service at times like this, which is debatable, but, you know, where so many other businesses are engaging in price gouging and really taking advantage, Walmart, you know, still runs a lean ship. But as to the larger point about, you know, since it's Labor Day here,
yes.
I think, I think Walmart has transformed the idea of what a good job is. And that, you know, when they come into a community, they say this like they're like a wind-up doll. They're community relations people and they're PR flack.
All of their ads sound the same. I got my job at Walmart. I worked there 6 years. I'm really a lot better off now. They're particularly doing it with women these days, I gather, in part because they're being sued the pants off of for discrimination. But anyway, go ahead. I digress.
Well, actually, I want to get back to the ads later because that's starting to change, and that's interesting, but for another reason. But I think, we can get into that in a minute. But the whole thing with working and what a good job is, they'll come into a community and they'll say, you know, we provide good jobs. We have good jobs. Their classic talking point, whether it's their lowliest flack or their CEO, they're all uniform. It's the same thing. It's whenever they're pressed on the quality of their jobs, they'll say something like this. Well, you know, our recent store that opened in Oakland had, you know, 11,000 people line up, you know, to fill out applications. So clearly, if our jobs are so bad, why are so many people lining up?
Right.
And this is, you know, what I say in the book is that, you know, if this was really, if the people filling out applications are actually, if that's an actual a yes vote on the referendum of whether Walmart is a good employer, well, then clearly during the Depression, you know, American bread and soup has never recovered from its apex that it was in the Great Depression, because those lines clearly were referendum, not on desperation, but on the quality.
I love soup. I love bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this is just bogus.
No, Well, it is bogus. And then what else is bogus is, you know, which a point which has been made often, which is about their health care, you know, that they pay them so low and make them pay so much for their own health care that they end up having to dump their health care needs on states individually. And so to me, it's the beginning of the corporate dump of health responsibility for health care on the public. You know, I personally think we ought to have a saner healthcare system, but the idea that it'll be dumped on me by Walmart and corporate America does not sit well with me.
Right, no, this is corporate welfare at another point. You know, I've been on the phone a lot and doing sort of combat radio with their flacks, and one of the things they say, and this is just fascinating, they always say, well, you know, Walmart is actually the largest employer in a lot of these states, so therefore it's only logical that, you know, the vast majority of people who are working, who are seeking public health assistance for themselves or their dependents, that it would logically follow that it would be Walmart. So I don't get
what?
That. I mean, it's like being the largest employer is an entitlement to dumping the cost on the taxpayer.
And getting a subsidy.
Right. And now here's the thing. You know, this has been shown. What's important to note here is that these figures have been shown in state after state that tally the data. They tally the data of who's if you're employed and you're using the public health system or your dependents are, who is your employer. When that data is tallied in states like Wisconsin, Tennessee, Georgia, Washington State, Walmart consistently is at the top of the list. And it's gotten to the point now where getting access to this information, tallying it, is a political battle unto itself. Here in Colorado, Governor Owens vetoed a bill that would have just, this is not a bill requiring the expenditure of any money. This is a bill adding a column into a database. That's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he tallied it because it would be unfair. It was clearly targeting one employer, and it was just done to shame companies for not providing health insurance. And in Minnesota, Walmart sent two lobbyists to hustle against a bill that would do the exact same thing. So just getting access to this information of where what corporations are enjoying the largesse of taxpayer dollars is a political struggle. It's sad, but that's the case right now.
These guys are relentless, and they're also driving down. I mean, it is good that they sell cheap goods, and apparently we're enamored of them. But the problem is, goods at a cheaper price, because they buy in such huge numbers and have such a streamlined delivery system is in part why they can do it. And yet, there are companies like Costco up here in the Pacific Northwest who actually pay their workers a decent wage and give them health care. And I don't know how they survive, but they seem to do as well or better than Sam's Clubs up here.
Yeah, this is a complicated question because Costco is definitely a responsible employer, and as a result, they don't have the same kind of colossal turnover rate that Walmart and most of the rest of retail, honestly.
People don't want to work for Walmart forever because they're such great jobs?
Right, exactly. This is another point. This is another point I have to make with their flax. Walmart loves to congratulate themselves about how they provide health benefits to full time and part time associates. Well, if you're part-time, you have to wait 2 years to get to be eligible for their healthcare system or healthcare benefits. So I'm just going to their flax, of course, can't provide numbers on this, but at least 30% of Walmart's associates are part-time, and so I'm wondering how many of them stick around for a full 2 years to get to be eligible for benefits.
Probably
I'm going to guess if they're regular overall turnover rate is somewhere near 50%, depending on who you believe. I'm guessing their part-time turnover rate is higher. And I guess that they probably figured out how long do we have to, should we put the kind of cheese at the end of the maze, to so that we don't have to offer health benefits to as many people. I would encourage any listener, if you want to kind of understand how Walmart views health care, though he does not mention it in his article, in last week's New Yorker, Malcolm Gladwell's piece on the moral hazard myth of health care is a must-read for pretty much anyone.
It's sitting on my coffee table waiting for me to get to it with this hurricane, but I understand completely. I'm going to read it. John Dicker is the author of The United States of Walmart. Can you stay with us a little longer? I know it's Labor Day, but it's still pretty early in the morning. I hope I'm not keeping you from the taste or anything important, but it's 9:16. Well, eating. Tasting is very important. It's 9:16. John Dicker, author of The United States of Walmart, is our special guest. The number is 303-713-7600. If you have any questions, I say liberate ourselves.
Finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer.
I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
It's really amazing. It was almost a positive review.
But, great.
Yeah, once I think it was American Prospects broke that was quickly yanked.
But well,
I do think it raised the larger...
The book that Timothy McVeigh dog-eared on his way to blow us all up. Yeah, I just... yeah. Sorry.
No, I just think it's interesting that Walmart makes a big deal a lot of times about, you know, taking a stand and not selling stuff that offends, you know, their, you know, kind of family values customers. But then they're happy to take the money from it by selling it online.
Yeah.
You know, and then also the company that masters data, that's kind of the reason they're Walmart, is because of their data and technology. And yet they can never provide any hard evidence on how many people are complaining about, you know, lurid magazines or M&M CDs or even Barbie's friend. I think the Barbie's friend Midge, who was pregnant, they didn't like that doll at all. That didn't last very long. And then, you know, then we can get, you know, get into, you know, not selling RU486 and, you know, all that.
Well, I'm sure they won't be selling they won't be selling Plan B either.
You're right.
Yeah. So now, I was wondering, in terms of the, I'm intrigued by this new ad campaign because, you know, I work in radio and I have to listen to commercials a lot, which I don't mind because they pay my salary. well. Anyway, some of them go, I work at Walmart. It's a very good place to work. I made my life here. I live here 24/7. They never let me out. You know, it's sort of like the same kind of ad. What are they doing now?
Well, it's interesting because when I watched their annual shareholders meeting in early June, which is like, it's kind of like, you know, Walmart's kind of Academy Awards meets Hee-Haw meets Triumph of the Will. And it's just all their, you know, people, all their contingents from all over the world gather in Fayetteville, Arkansas at the Bud Walton Arena. But Lee Scott, their CEO, you know, was talking about how, you know, about how rising oil gas prices, and he didn't say it as such, but basically the Bush administration's tax policy has pinched the disposable income budget of their core customer, who's someone they claim, and I probably agree, is someone who lives paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
Yeah, no, their core customer is someone who lives paycheck to paycheck.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, if you go into a Walmart, it usually that's pretty obvious. But he said the implications of this are not to maybe consider, you know, supporting alternative energy, you know, policy or supporting a different administration who has a different kind of approach to tax policy. No, if you're Walmart, the implication here is making yourself more relevant to upper-income customers. So that's what they're doing. And they hired away a guy from Target, who used to be the head of marketing for Target, is now the head of marketing for Walmart. They also just hired, you know, his number two guy is from Frito-Lay, who's kind of a veteran of the brand wars. So these are, like, you know, people who are really focused on image, and their advertisements look a lot more like Target now. They're not about the store. You know, usually the traditional Walmart ad features the kind of someone who looks like they either work or shop in Walmart.
And that horrifying bouncing yellow ball.
Let's not talk about that. But now it's just about the product, and it's slightly, you know, more upscale. Then, of course, they took out a huge spread in the recent issue of Vogue. Yes, Walmart is advertising
Vogue?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, Bush keeps giving the rich more and more tax cuts. Why do they need to shop at Walmart? You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Wait a sec. And it's the same guy who made Target into Target. What is he going to make it into? Walmart? I mean,
Walmart with an E at the end. Yes.
Walmart.
But this is, you know, they're really trying to make themselves more relevant to people who still have money. Because
pronounced
they're
badly, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
They need to do this because, you know, it's a combination of two things. I mean, it's a combination of what Lee Scott says, rising gas prices and tax policy pinching the pockets of their core customer, and the fact that they're moving into urban markets, and they need to be more relevant there.
You're making me glad that where I live, they've been a little bit recalcitrant and haven't allowed a lot of Walmarts in, although Sam's Club is making encroachments. But I have to say that, you know, it is tempting. I can't pretend I'm not frugal and I don't like bargains. I try to stay away from shopping in places that treat their employees like dirt, however. Am I still on the right track? I mean, they're going after upscale customers. Doesn't mean they're actually treating their employees as human beings, are they?
No, not that I've heard, no.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to do that. I mean, the big story...
Liberation only goes so far.
I mean, the big story this year that I think, you know, it's been gotten some bounce, but in some ways should be even bigger, I think, is that, you know, they closed an entire store in Canada where the labor laws are somewhat more friendly to...
Because they wanted to organize.
Right, because they voted to organize.
Right.
And they were negotiating a contract, and Walmart said, sorry, the store isn't making money. It has nothing to do with the union. It's because the store isn't making money. And, you know, if you believe that, you probably believe that Jeff Gannon is a journalist. You know? it's just galling. And, you know, that they can get away with this is really disturbing. And I think what that does is it's kind of like internal PR. It says to workers who probably don't know that much about unions and how, you know, kind of union organizing works, it just tells them, hey, this is what happened in Canada, where the laws are somewhat more agreeable. You know, this is what you can expect if you should try this yourself.
Well, but according to your book, I mean, they have a long history of anti-labor practices. I mean, there were all those firings. The guy who hadn't paid for his nachos yet, who got fired because he hadn't paid for his nachos, you know, who just went over to look at something. I forget exactly the details. But in other words, they trumped up a lot of charges against anybody who tried to organize at all in the United States.
Right. You know, and to be honest, this is pretty typical of most private companies when they are faced with a union organizing drive, you know, you get your 30 seconds, you're 30 seconds late after not having been late in a year,
and
that's a firing offense. You know what I mean? They just, it becomes, they turn the workplace into a psychological battleground. And so that people who wanted the union to begin with get so beaten down after months and months of just seeing the place change and the people who are against the union getting preferential treatment, seeing people getting fired, that finally they say, oh, this is not worth it. And labor law is so, you know, toothless in this country that employers can, you know, wantonly break it at their will. And, you know, at most, maybe 2 years later, they'll have to post something in the break room saying, sorry, we were bad. And by then, the workforce is turned over.
Shame us. Buy one of our upscale sweatshirts. You'll feel better. what is the world going to look like as we become the United States of Walmart? Is Katrina the beginning of the end? I mean, this kind of callous disregard for anyone? I mean, I don't mean to paint a corporation into a larger metaphor, but you're the one who called it the United States of Walmart.
I think you see that going. It's like we've gotten used to doing whatever it takes for a bargain. And in some ways, you know, I think it's interesting and has the potential to be good in certain ways. For example, certain retailers, not Walmart, but some of their competitors, like the A&P or what's left of it, and this other German retailer called Aldi, do things that I think are kind of interesting, like they charge you for plastic bags when you go into their store.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I think that's good. If every place, you know, if we're talking about recycle and not and eliminating waste, if you had to pay a quarter for every plastic bag, you know, you'd probably remember to bring one, you know, that you used previously, or get like a, you know, a rucksack of some sort. And I think that can be good. But in general, what you're seeing is just bare bones, you know, whether it's, you know, labor costs, or, you know, the way they treat employees, or the, you know, outsourcing overseas. As long as, quote unquote, this mythic entity called the consumer, you know, is pleased by low prices, you know, we're kind of willing to look the other way. And I don't mean to be righteous or grandstand, you know, because I'm guilty of it sometimes, too. I want to get a coffee machine. And, you know, where exactly is my free trade super center that I can, you know what I mean?
It's
not like shopping is not voting. That's what, you know, kind of the biggest lie perpetuated by Walmart and its ideological allies, is that shopping is voting. But it's just not.
And I think the bargain basement idea has to get gotten rid of in terms of, say, flood walls and levees or bridges or tunnels or things of that nature.
Right, yeah, something. And, you know, Paul Krugman's been writing this quite well,
indeed,
probably better than anyone. It's just that, you know, this 25 years of right-wing battering on the idea that government can possibly pose a solution, you know, leads to a situation like Katrina where government was probably the only thing that could really provide the solution people needed, and, you know, and where was it? You know, it's tragic, but, you know, maybe we're going to see a sea change, as conservative commentator David Brooks, you know, wrote, that maybe, you know, politics are going to change.
Amazing. I couldn't believe when my teeth dropped when I saw that he wrote it. I
mean, exactly.
Bob Herbert, you expect to be full of ire and anger and Maureen Dowd, too, and Frank Rich. But to read, you know, David Brooks going, ooh, these guys are off base. And I guess Billy Crystal came out and criticized a bit today, saying, leaders strong, but not good on execution.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yep.
Who knew?
Who knew? The world is changing. There's a rumbling in the Walmart structure.
But the other thing I should mention, what you're also going to see in the future is Walmart really expanding in places like China. And I'm not just talking about the manufacturing in China, but actually, you know, adding more stores there, because that's the fastest growing middle class in the world and the fastest growing economy in the world. And they already have, I think, 40 stores there, and there's room for them to, you know, have as many stores in China as they do in the U.S.
Oh, maybe it can be our revenge on the world. Thank you. You wanted to finish your thought, and then I have to jump. But thank you very much, John Dicker. I really appreciate you taking out your time on Labor Day to join us.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
Okay. I mean, did you have any other thought? You sounded like I kind of jumped on your last of your sentence. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I think I'm done.
All right. Well, have a wonderful Labor Day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you very much, John Dicker, and I'll be talking to you soon on my own show. I really love talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for your book. It's called The United States of Walmart, available in fine books everywhere and even at walmart.com. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's our half hour.
From the mid-100s to more than 1 million on the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Kimberly Morgan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Right now, wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
You know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
I'm sorry. Corinne in Brighton, welcome and thank you for joining me on Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling. Really, this was just a stab in the dark of trying to call a radio station, and I got on so quickly. I'm just so delighted.
Well, you happened to hit when we were done with the guest.
Well, that's great. I am calling to discuss a little bit about the hurricane disaster that has happened. And the community that I live in Todd Creek, which is in Brighton, is having a fundraiser this coming Saturday. And I wanted to be able to share that with a listening audience that might be interested in doing something more at the local level.
Sure.
So if you're interested, the information that I'd like to share is that we are still allowing for people to contribute money, and it will be going to the Red Cross. And we do have those support bracelets. They were profiled I think, last Thursday in the Denver Post, and they're much like the bracelets that you can buy, you know, the Live Strong bracelets. They're exactly that type of bracelet, but they're dedicated really for the support of this kind of disaster. So it says hope, faith, courage, and strength, and the bracelets are blue and white, sort of a little bit unique in that way. And so those are being given for donations to continue with that effort. But we're also collecting clothing and supplies, and we have a big truck that our goal is to fill up. And there's three main places that we're going to be delivering actual supplies for the families that are actually moving here from the various states that were affected by this. So I want to be able to share that. It's going to be on Saturday in Brighton. It's off of Highway 7, and the cross street is Yosemite.
Sure.
And it's at the fire station there at the corner, and it's for the Todd Creek community. And it's not for the Todd Creek community. It's being sponsored by the Todd Creek community.
Right, on behalf of it for the Red Cross.
Exactly. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so the Red Cross is proud to have us be doing some more work for them. And, again, also the clothing and supply drive, which is now, I think for a lot of people that have either already given or maybe weren't able to give in that way, like myself, you know, we have such a specific budget that, you know, my $5 just wasn't going to go very far in that effort. But
when it's joined with someone else's $5, it'll have wings.
It has wings, and also it's, you know, for smaller contributions, I think sometimes a forum like this is really nice versus to call it in and put $5 on a credit card or to send in a $5 check. Sometimes just having the cash and having some place to put it works a little bit better for people as well. But I think the supply part of it is where most of our energies can be spent, because we all have extra things that we can give away.
Well, and I heard that men's clothing in particular is really necessary. And if you have, I don't know about you, but I always get underwear for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And some of the underwear is kind of nice and some of it kind of isn't. So I save up those packages and don't tell my mother. She can't hear me, thank God. But anyway, you know, the ones that where they go, the elastic band goes up to your waist, and, yeah, those.
Right.
So I know.
But
so,
people need them. So
yeah, but people, I mean, if I were without drawers, believe you me, I'd wear them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I've also read recently that things that I would have not even thought about, like linens, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just need, you know, towels.
They're going to need everything.
Everything. So it's really, I think most people have the ability to find those few things in their closet that would ultimately go to the Salvation Army, but this can go directly.
Yeah, I've got a couple of skinny skirts that are pretty nice, actually. I don't want everyone to think I just dump my you know, cheesy underwear in bags.
Right.
No, actually, some of it just, you know, I mean, you should give away what you can't wear anymore. If you haven't worn it in a year, year and a half, tops, toss.
No problem.
Okay.
Well, if it's possible, if it's something that you think would be necessary, I'd be happy to leave a contact email and phone number for people that are wanting more information.
John will take it, and if people want to call up, let's do that.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thank
that sounds
you.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Corinne, in Brighton. You know, one of the things that I have noticed about this, in all this tragedy, and maybe you've noticed some of it too, on all the desperation and all the ignorance and all the despair and the woeful incompetence of the Bush administration and the abject neglect of our fellow citizens, a few highlights have come to pass that we might discuss in the remaining minutes that we have together. Here are some of the things that I saw were good. I saw my brother's face amid the rubble, my brother at age 5, talking to the camera and giving us all a lecture on why we should be ashamed and stand up for ourselves. It is, and help our fellow citizens. I saw people helping people. I saw people of all races and backgrounds, and I assume religious backgrounds, helping each other and extending a hand in the worst of circumstances. When you have soiled yourself, when you have no hope left, when you're hungry. Yes, there were assaults, and yes, there were attacks, and yes, there was some looting. But there were also acts of unspeakable kindness. The African-American man cradling the elderly white woman in his arms as she lay dying and gasping for her last breaths. The people who tried to organize out of the chaos in a convention center some kind of help and distribution system for their fellow humans. the dignity and even its perishing, having a nobility of its own, as people struggle to find. The insistence on being called Americans and citizens and never, ever refugees in our own country. Those are some of the things I saw.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
American Exteriors announces their $1 sale. Call 303-7-WINDOW to discover all about their quality replacement windows that'll save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. And during American Exteriors' $1 sale, buy two windows, get a third for a dollar. Stick with the number you know.
On the street is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's all kinds of people out here, and it's real good to be able to be a part of it.
Progressive political activist.
The ambiance of Colorado.
It's not easy stopping the Bush machine. He seems to have it rolling, and he's got a lot of people behind him and a lot of money.
9:48, we're in the home stretch. If you want to get your licks in, you better get them in quick. 303-713-7600. Jay's scheduled to come back tomorrow. And One of the other things I have in my mind of this was listening to Aaron Neville sing Louisiana 1927. Actually, I think it's actually called Evangeline, Louisiana 1927. About a listener writes me that it was the first conflagration, one of the big floods in Louisiana back in 1927, which wiped out thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. And it became the foundation for using the federal government to help with tragedies. You know, we started up as a collection of 13 individual states, and it scares me that Rehnquist took us even more individualistic, because I think what's happened over time as we bond together as a nation is that we have grown to like our federal identity as well as our state's identity. And I hope that I live to see the pendulum swing the back the other way. It may take years, though, with John Roberts, Supreme Court Chief Justice, and say, oh, J. Michael Luttig. Okay, that's enough scary talk. Patrick, welcome and good morning.
Hi,
Patrick?
How are you doing today?
I am well. Well,
thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Try to bear with me as I meander through my many of thoughts, but I think my my main point would be about the finger-pointing that's going on. Now, and, you know, I'm just your average civilian, you know, go to work every day, do what I got to do for my family. But my question here is, now, they evacuated the city, or they put out the call to evacuate the city mm-hmm. 3 days before the hurricane hit.
Yes, that's when they started announcing it, like Friday.
Now, mm-hmm. and I got to admit, and this is going to offend some people, initially after this hit, I couldn't help but think, these stupid people, why didn't they get out? Walk out if you got it. But as you see the scope of the tragedy, you see why many of them could not, did not.
Well, and New Orleans is the characters of a city that people don't necessarily get. I mean, I grew up, my mother is from the South, so I know a lot about people who won't leave home when there are hurricanes. You know?
I grew up on the East Coast, and I know that mentality.
First of all, there are some people who just believe they're going to ride it out no matter what.
Well, certainly.
There are some idiots who think, whoa, cool, there's going to be a storm.
I used to go surfing on those occasions.
Yeah, okay, so you were one of those idiots, too.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have to cop that.
Hey, I was cheering on some storms in my lifetime, I can't deny.
My main question is, if this is the case, now, can you not initially think to fault the governor and the mayor to say, well, they obviously know that they have a certain percentage below the welfare line. Why did they not organize buses? Why did they not really try to get those people out of there? And
they apparently didn't have the buses. There's a report that came out in the Times-Picayune back in July of 2005 that said the city was woefully under-bussed, equipped with buses in order to get out of there. And I do know that people went around the neighborhoods and they tried to get people to leave, and some people wouldn't leave, A, because they couldn't take their pets.
Right.
Some people didn't want to leave their dogs and cats, and that's a tough call. I've got a new dog. I love him passionately. I don't know whether I'd be able to leave him behind.
I understand that, but more than your own life?
Well, the choice was my wit during a storm with the dog or leaving him behind to die himself alone. I don't know. I would have to face that choice when
I
came to.
Sure, I understand. Tough decisions have to be made.
I've also got a mother in a nursing home. You know, I'd probably head for the nursing home.
Probably?
I'd probably head for the nursing home with my dog. So
yeah,
that I'd have a chance of saving both of us if I could.
Now, did not.
So I guess one of the things you have to face, and this is a good thing for all of us to think through, perhaps, in addition to having things like, because I live in an area where it's going to come sudden, probably, you know, an earthquake.
In Seattle?
Yeah, an earthquake.
North of there.
Yeah, so you know, I went out and got new batteries. I went out and made sure that my radio worked, you know, and my battery powered radio. And I'm even thinking of getting a hand crank one, you know. But there are things you can do to be intelligent about things.
But
I do believe there were also people who live paycheck to paycheck. So here was their dilemma.
Certainly.
I can get on a bus, but if I go stay with my Aunt Minnie, I'm not going to have any money. Or worse, I don't have anywhere to go. I can't pay for Motel 6 when I get up the road. What am I going to do? And at the time, FEMA hadn't stepped in, and nobody was, or Red Cross, and so nobody had told them where they could go. There are many holes in the system.
I agree.
A city like New Orleans that has a substantial number of people living below the poverty line tells us that we're not very well prepared sometimes to handle a big urban evacuation, particularly when the evacuation is limited severely by the available roads out of the city. Because that was the other problem, was getting out of that town. And
right.
If you remember living in Seattle, we have a similar problem here. We're surrounded by water. We have one major artery.
The 5 is very congested.
And it's extremely congested on good days.
I lived on an island. I lived on Whidbey Island.
And so the other thing is, why didn't they have boats in reserve? Why didn't they have a plan? Now, I know for a fact that Amtrak offered to come in and take people out. And
before
they refused.
The event?
This was after FEMA refused.
Now, I have one thing to say, and I agree. There is much finger-pointing. There's no short of blame to go around. I'm an independent. I don't toe party lines either way. But what I would like to say, and I hope that, we could kind of get away from the finger-pointing. How about viable solutions? Now,
okay.
You want to say that...
What's his name at the top? Yep, fire them both. Fire Chertoff. Fire them. Fire them. Get them out of there, and then turn it back over to James Lee Witt. Get the FEMA out of Homeland Security. Let Homeland Security handle terrorist evacuations. Although personally, if James Lee Witt were in charge of it, I'd want him to evacuate me in a terrorist attack too, because he's smarter, faster, better than any of them. And never, ever, 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 ever let our disaster relief be run by anybody but professional emergency supervisors,
Thing I heard earlier on your show, and I tend to lean to the right, but I like to listen to both sides because that makes my brain think. And I would like to say, there's tens of millions of dollars wasted on pork products. I agree, but that did not just start with this Republican administration.
No. Of course it
didn't. And that's where I'd like to leave you, and I really, really appreciate your time.
You're
and
welcome.
Your
You're welcome, and it's fine. Actually, the rebuilding of the levees first started, when they wanted to rebuild them from where they were in 65, started with the Reagan administration, though, I have to tell you. Thank you very much. Edie in Boulder, you're going to take us out, it looks like. Hi, Edie. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Great, thank you. I talked to you on Friday.
Yes.
About the...
Yes.
It's great. I got a couple great responses. I've already got some items, but I wanted to give you a new website. I've joined with an organization out in California.
Cool.
And we're going to work together as far as getting stuff down to the people. So the website is www.operationryanshope.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to go ahead and post our information as far as a drop-off location.
Is there a apostrophe in Ryan's?
Nope, no apostrophe.
Okay, so was this named after the guy who died of AIDS, Ryan?
No, this
White?
Was after the 7-year-old boy who went and packed up his room after seeing what was going on the TV and wanted to give away all of his stuff. And
gotcha.
Then within 2 days had two, like, a semi-full of stuff,
Very cool. OperationRyansHope.com. And they'll have drop-off points and everything for people to give baby clothes, supplies, toddlers' clothes, all that kind of stuff.
On her website, she's got a whole list of everything that they're requesting.
Wonderful.
Down there, so you'll be able to see what you might have that you can donate.
Excellent. I like this idea so much. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you.
And as long as we're talking, you bet, Edie, and thank you for calling the show twice during my spell. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
One of the things I want to make sure everybody understands, too, is give generously to a number of groups, would you please? And make sure you include a group such as the United Negro College Fund. According to my colleague, Carl Jeffers, more than 70% of the colleges that were hit are...
You know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks, to stop agonizing over every new blemish, are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.